It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
And at the Pentagon, Mr. Bush also said the plot to blow up airliners from Britain to America looks like the work of Al-Qaeda, adding it all proves there's a war on terror.
A lesson for those of us in Washington, D.C. is to set aside politics and give our people the tools necessary to protect the American people.
He defended, for instance, surveillance and wiretapping. Live in D.C., Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Here's the leader of Hezbollah. Hassan Nasrallah proclaiming victory in the conflict with Israel. With the Israeli perspective, here's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israelis feel that they definitely did not win this war. They see it more as a draw because Israel did not achieve its goal of disarming Hezbollah and destroying Hezbollah after a month of war. So basically, as far as the Israelis are concerned, the Israeli public, they think that Hezbollah got away and will be back to fight another day.
The terror investigation in Great Britain remains in high gear, even if the terror threat is no longer at its highest level.
I'm Larry Miller in London. The focus of the police investigation has shifted to the woods in High Wycombe. That's northwest of London, where some of the alleged bomb plotters live. Police have been digging there for 2 days, and they've taken away bags of suspected evidence. The terror threat level dropped one notch today, but Home Secretary John Reid warned
there is still a very serious threat of an attack.
Reid said there are a number of other anti-terror investigations still going on that are unrelated to the alleged airplane plot.
Last week's terror threat having a real impact on America's priorities. Sarah Dutton, CBS News poll.
In a poll conducted a month ago, only 7% of Americans said that terrorism was the most important problem facing the country. But in our most recent poll, that rose to 17%, putting it in the number two spot behind the war in Iraq.
Do you smoke? Have you tried to quit? How many times? CBS's Barry Bagnato says maybe now is the time to try again.
University of Virginia smoking expert Bankole Johnson says there are no more excuses for refusing to quit.
There are effective treatments. If you want to quit smoking, demand to be given one of these treatments.
Johnson's comments come in response to studies in the Archives of Internal Medicine that show that the newly approved anti-smoking drug Chantix helps even long-time pack-a-day smokers to quit. One concludes it's effective short-term and long-term. Even so, 86% of the smokers in this study who used it were lighting up again after a year. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Gained more than 100 points for a time, but the Dow giving most of it back to close barely 10 points higher. The NASDAQ gaining 11. This is CBS News.
To add some prestige to the pursuit of driving pleasure, the Michelin Man is attempting to establish a master's degree program in driver's ed. Visit MichelinMan.com to learn why the uncompromising performance of Michelin MX Series Touring Tires is the ultimate study aid for those seeking to graduate to a higher level of driving. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-800-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward. You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. CLNs 826-06.
In the wake of Katrina, thousands of displaced hurricane victims housed in trailers supplied by FEMA. Trailers that turn out to be a little less secure than some residents would like.
The keys that open this FEMA trailer could open as many as 50 others. Al lives inside and is not too happy about that.
Well, that's kind of disconcerting. I thought they all had a separate lock.
FEMA says they only had three lockmakers, so they made the same locks over and over and now may have to replace as many as 118,000 locks. Al says that's about par for the course for the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Actually, I guess it doesn't surprise me. I should have known something like this would happen.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
If you've gotten the flu, you know there are different strains, some worse than others. Same thing with bird flu. A strain just showed up in swans in Michigan.
This is not the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus that has spread through much of other parts of the world.
That's Ron DeHaven, USDA. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Sacramento summer's making your house feel like an oven? Now you can protect it from the blistering heat with the same product NASA uses on its spacesuits. Radiant Barrier Heat Shield, the smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
Need auto insurance? For the best buy, call NBI, 1-800-483-4NBI, or check out the website at nbiauto.com. License number OB97951.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:06, 6 minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And there are lots of ways that you can get in touch with me. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. You can go to the website because we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can always call me, and it's toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320 is the number. A couple of things, some old business. From Friday, you saw the piece in the Sacramento Bee about Lauren, our intern. Well, it was a wonderful photo, but it really didn't do her justice because she's even lovelier than the picture. I just wanted to tell you that. I don't think I noted it. All of us thought that, and nobody said it, and I think we should say it. And the other thing is I was in Tahoe over the weekend, which was wonderful. I haven't been to Tahoe in about 5 million years, and it was just a great treat. Lucky me, I have friends who have a place up there, so I inveigled an invitation. Well, they invited me, actually. And I sort of dawdled and didn't get there till, like 7 o'clock on Saturday. I sort of took my time. I thought, oh, yeah. And then once I got there, it was heavenly. I sort of didn't ever want to leave, but I did. And they sent me to a place called Ikeda's for a pie, to bring up a pie and homegrown tomatoes and all that other stuff in Auburn. I had never been there before, and I heard it was really wonderful, but I had no idea. And, wow, is that place popular. That place is, you couldn't even find a parking space. And the kind of pie they wanted me to bring up, which was a cherry pie, they were all out of, so I couldn't do that. But they have every kind of pie, and actually, I'm not a big pie person, but I bought one, and it was delicious. So I might bring it in. If I don't eat it all up, I might bring it in tomorrow with some ice cream. Uh-oh. Because if I don't bring it in, I will eat it all up, and that's not going to be a very good thing at all. There are lots of things to talk about. First of all,
I noticed that the fair opened up, and already there have been shootings, and there have been all kinds of difficulties going on at the fair. And there was a headline in last week's Bee, Meadowview in mourning after three are killed in 3 days. I don't know what the answer is, but there's certainly a crime problem in Sacramento, and I don't hear any new ideas about it. I don't hear any new ideas about what to do with the meth problem, what to do with the stolen automobile problem. Is there more drug rehab? I mean, is there one thing that starts to happen so that other things can flow from it? If you have more drug rehab, maybe you address the meth problem. If you do A, then maybe B happens. Is anybody doing any of this? Instead, we get these headlines day in and day out, more crime. You can't go to the fair without having to deal with the possibility of some crime when the fair closes. I mean, this is really a sad story. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Only this is something only that I am noting. So those of you who are involved in the various agencies that deal with these issues, I would certainly love to hear from you on this. It's been one of our themes. Sacramento has a lot of crime, and it doesn't have a handle on it. And instead of all this money going to the Maloofs and this ridiculous arena, maybe what they can start to do is start to solve the crime issue. Maybe they can put some money into solving the crime problem in Sacramento. Wouldn't that be a perky little idea? And here is Grasswich's column in the Bee, Hoop Dreams. He's relating a wake-up call he got from somebody, one of his readers. Maureen Smith has a wake-up call for folks who think Sacramento's quality of life and image will crumble if or when taxpayers refuse to build a new arena. The most troubling issue I have with this deal is the way the city, the Maloofs, and the fans try to sell this as a means of saving our civic identity, Maureen Smith said. We are in big trouble if our identity is wrapped up in a group of 12 tall men walking redwood trees who are here for a few years and gone. Maureen has given this plenty of thought. She teaches health sciences at Cal State, at Sac State. She said, I like sports and have spent my career studying it, but I also have the ability to distinguish between fiction and reality. Well, that's an ability that the administration doesn't seem to have. The San Francisco Chronicle, Carola Marinucci, who for a little while was doing talk radio at KGO, I don't think she does it anymore, but she is a political reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, and she is talking about how the governor and his team scripted his turnaround. He was in the his numbers were in the toilet, and he is now 8 points ahead of Phil. And you know, Phil isn't. I don't know what has happened with Phil. I don't know whether Phil has decided to go to sleep between now and the election. Willie Brown said if he were running this campaign, nobody would get any sleep until the election were over. But here's what the San Francisco Chronicle is talking about: that Arnold's team really includes his wife. That she's a big part of his team, that she took a look at some bumper stickers that he was going to be using, and she said, this is all wrong, and so she caused everything to change in that department. And Arnold says, I've tested movies, and I know right away I've got to re-edit this thing. So when he saw the numbers coming in, when he saw the information coming in, it was like doing a focus group on a movie. And in his current political action movie, The Chronicle says, which could be called The Turnaround, Sacramento insiders say that Arnold earns top billing for being the driving force in his own recovery. But sharing the billing are three key politically diverse advisors who've marshaled their skills in three areas, in his personal life, in his governing skills, and in his reelection campaign. The three include two Democrats, Maria Shriver, his wife, whom presumably he sleeps with, so he's in bed with Democrats, Chief of Staff Susan Kennedy, who is a Democrat and a lesbian, and one Republican, former White House advisor Steve Schmidt, who worked for Cheney, among others, and I think probably Rove. The success of their efforts has been reflected in the most recent field poll, which has Arnold ahead of Phil by 8 percentage points. Now, Phil can make that lead up, I think, but I don't know if he will. And the big money is betting that he won't. And I hope I'm wrong about that. I should be saying just the opposite. But a lot of people thought that Arnold was done for, and Arnold has got more lives than a cat. Under Steve Schmidt, Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign team has ramped up press operations. Now listen to what they have done. Staffing from 4 in the morning until midnight daily, because 4 in the morning is 7 o'clock on the East Coast. And that means that news operations are getting going, and if there's a story to put out or a story to squelch or a story to spin, they're right there at their desks ready, waiting, and eager to do it. So he is staffing his press operations from 4 in the morning until midnight daily, assigning one staffer to specialize in rapid response. My question is, does Phil have this? Does he have the money for it, and does he have it in place? Democrats have roundly criticized Susan Kennedy for her dual role as a top aide to the governor and a paid consultant to the campaign. Joe Matthews, an L.A. Times reporter and author of a newly published book on the 2003 recall campaign called The People's Machine, Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Rise of Blockbuster Democracy, said the governor understands that a script and the right cast are important for any hit at the ticket booth or the ballot box. There's a fundamental common nature between promoting a movie and a political effort, L.A. Times reporter Joe Matthews said. In both cases, you are selling a story. And what Arnold is selling is the turnaround story. He is starring in that script that he has also helped to write. But he's got a rapid response team. They start at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they are on board until midnight daily, which is 3 o'clock on the East Coast. So there's only 4 hours there that nobody's staffing that operation. You want to comment about this? 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Where is Phil? And where are the issues that he should be using here to get traction? That would be my question. And then the price of crime issue, late night shootings near the state fair marks its first day. So you got crime all over the place. But instead of dealing with crime, what we really want to do is build an arena. And an editorial in the Beast says the arena bid starts late. Because arena financing negotiations with the Sacramento Kings drag down until the very last minute, a campaign will have to come together quickly to explain why it makes sense to increase the sales tax by a quarter cent in Sacramento County for the next 15 years. So we got this terrible crime problem. Instead, we don't want to deal with that. We really rather think about having a stadium, the equivalent of Let's Go Shopping. And then you've got a campaign where you have got this guy as governor. And if I ask this question, what has he done for the state of California? What has he done for you personally? How are you better with Arnold as governor? What would your answer to me be? Has he done anything that's worthwhile? But it doesn't matter. He is selling a story. Everybody is selling a story. The Maloofs are selling a story. The city fathers and mothers are selling us a story about why we need to vote ourselves a tax increase for this ridiculous arena. And the story we're being sold about crime, I don't know if there is a story. I'm not hearing it. I only read the headlines every day. More and more crime. You can't go to the state fair without thinking that there could be an underbelly of crime at the state fair. The first day there was already crime at the state fair. 349-1320, but we don't want to think about that. You know, we really rather think about stories. And here's Arnold starring in his latest action role, action hero governor of the state of California. Turn around, it's a combination of Rocky and Conan, I think. You know, where he's down, he's a down and out guy, but he's going to continue in training. He's going to have a rapid response staff starting at 4 o'clock in the morning until midnight, and he's on it. And you know what? He is on it. And he's leading Phil, and Phil's supposed to be a gut fighter. I'm telling you, this does not bode well for Phil. And I'm supporting Phil, and a lot of the unions are supporting Phil. And there's a big negotiation underway with the prison guards union, where the state is acting like it might actually try to be a little bit tough with them. And here is Arnold trying to suck off a $5 million donation from their campaign funds. Suck it away from their campaign coffers. $5 million they have to donate to the candidate of their choice. Siphoning it off to Arnold if he's lucky, or Phil if he's lucky. Or maybe they'll cut it right down the middle. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What has Arnold done for you as governor? What has he done for the state as governor? He gets attention. I'll give him that much. He's an action figure. But what is he substantively? How has he made a difference? Dan Walters thinks that this state is ungovernable and that nobody can make a difference. So has Arnold made a difference? And put on your visualization mask or whatever it takes. You know, close your eyes for a second. What difference would Phil Angelides make? Would he make a difference? I think he might. I mean, he's thought more about it. You know, I think he's read a book or two. I don't think Arnold... Has Arnold ever read a book that didn't have pictures of muscle men in it? That would be my question. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 68. Highs for the next couple of days, 93, 94. We're at 91 here in the River City. Our traffic's looking all right. Southbound at 99, right there by Fruit Ridge Road. We do have a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Cal Expo, northbound Cap City Freeway and Cal Expo, we have a disabled vehicle. Now watch out for that. The traffic is looking pretty thick going to the State Fair right there. Watt Avenue, just south of El Camino Avenue, we have a vehicle on the right-hand side of the road. And Bradshaw Road, just north of Jackson Road, we have a vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Downtown Reno presents One Outrageous Night Live with George Lopez.
Don't go to the doctor. Know nothing about your medical family history.
It's a night of laughs featuring funny man George Lopez.
You go to the doctor. Was your mama diabetic? She wore nice.
George Lopez in concert.
Let's go to emergency. That's why all the Chicanos die in emergency. Clear!
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center.
Clear! And your wife is in the room. Hey, how much are those cleared? Wait a minute.
It's One Outrageous Night, live with George Lopez.
We do all this to our house ourselves. We don't hire a contractor.
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center.
You get somebody from the neighborhood to do it. Somebody that's not working.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or DowntownReno.com or toll free at 888-288-1833.
I don't have a ladder, but I can get out of the house from the brick wall. Right?
It's a night filled with the hilarious comedy of George Lopez.
Hey, let me ask you this. While I'm up there, you want me to take the Christmas lights down or no?
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center. Brought to you by Downtown Reno Presents.
Most of us get too little omega-3s in the foods we eat. I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance. Chances are you've tried our delicious Smart Balance buttery spread, popcorn, and omega peanut butter. Now we're introducing a great new light mayonnaise. It's Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and natural plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo gives you 500 milligrams of omega-3s per tablespoon and helps offset the dietary cholesterol in eggs and other foods. You don't need all that fat and mayonnaise to make delicious sandwiches and salads. Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise has half the fat and calories and natural plant sterols plus an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise and get omega-3s and natural plant sterols as a healthy bonus. Check it out on smartbalance.com.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, Winco, and Albertsons. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
Small business owners understand what it's like, how far you will go to show a customer just how much you value their business. At AT&T, we want to show that commitment to you. Get AT&T unlimited local calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, which is a single mailbox that integrates emails and faxes with messages from your office and cell phones, all for less than $95 a month. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential business services. And we're so confident we can provide the communication services your business needs, we'll send you a $50 gift card if we can't. AT&T is the only provider you'll ever need, and we'll do whatever it takes to show you. Call 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Must mention this ad and call by 9:30:06. Requires one-year term. Taxes, other charges, and FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll-free.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:22 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And your homework assignment is still the same, and that is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here, that AM 1320 is here on the AM dial. I think a lot of people have just given up on the AM dial, and I don't think they should have, but a lot of people have. And I don't think that they're aware that we are here, and I like to think of us as radio that is really smart and funny and compelling and all the good adjectives. And you can start your day with Scott and Sims, the Morning Retort, from 5:30 to 9, and go on to Air America programming throughout the day and the evening. And I am with you from 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And remember, there are a lot of stations where a lot of Air America stations, for example, where there's very little or almost no local talent at all, so you don't have any local shows. It's all syndicated programming, so it's one size fits all in a way. And you have here a whole range of opinion. You have Randy, and you have Al Franken, and you have Mike Malloy, and you have me, and you have RFK Jr. on the weekend, and Mike Papantonio, and lots of really interesting programming here. It's not the same old, same old. And if you like it, and if you want a pushback to conservative talk radio, this is the way to do it. One of the things that emerged last week, there was a poll out that said, or maybe it was the week before, there's a poll out that tells us that 50% of Americans believe that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, up from 36% the year before. So that means that conservative talk radio has really had an effect. So even though radio is under the radar, I think it has a greater effect than most people realize. One of the questions I'm asking here is, what has Arnold done? He's had a turnaround. He's managed, with the help of his wife, with the help of Susan Kennedy, with the help of Democrats, he has turned himself around from abysmal ratings, from a big no from the voters, to now leading Phil Angelides by 8 points, and most people feel that he's going to win. I hope that's not right. But Phil seems to be missing in action. I'm not hearing. He's not making provocative statements. I think he's trying to raise money. I'm not seeing his name in the paper. He's not challenging this. He's not proposing that. I'm not seeing anything very much here as a casual, and I'm more than a casual newspaper reader, but I'm really not seeing very much. So my question is, if you are assessing, and a lot of you say, well, you know, I'm cool with Arnold, he's okay. Well, he's Bush Light is what he is. But the question is, what has he done for you, and what has he done for the state in his tenure? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Kevin in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, I love your show.
Thank you, Kevin.
Always good topics. I always tell my friends about y'all. Hey, can I say that I think poverty and low-paying jobs have a great deal to do with the crime rate. And that's why, you know, if the wages go, or everything gets more expensive and more people get evicted from their houses, that the crime rate is just going up. Now, I don't mean that for the stupid people who do the murders, but I mean just on a lot of the different crime that's out there.
Okay, so you're saying poverty is one reason, but how has Arnold addressed poverty? Do you think he's been a good governor?
No, Arnold is a failure. I'm sorry to say I voted for him, but I plan on voting against him on this one, even though I hate changing my I'm not a Republican, I'm a Democrat. He was one of my favorite actors. But yeah, I'm voting against him, and, you know, I think he's terrible.
Well, he acts like he's a governor, but that doesn't mean he's got the substance to be a governor.
Right, and you know what's so shameful is I love his wife. I love the Kennedys, especially Robert Kennedy. And so, you know, I would have thought that he would did more for us as Californians than he has.
Right.
You know, and he really went against. I'm a certified nursing assistant, and he really went against the nurses.
Oh, the nurses they are not real happy with Arnold. And
well, can you imagine after I voted for him, I found out that we're against him?
Well, Kevin, you've got to get up to speed on the issues before you cast that important vote. Just because he's a good action hero.
Yeah, I think I was blinded by him being a favorite movie star. Plus the stuff that he was saying. He was saying some really good stuff when he came out.
They all say good stuff, you know. They all tell you what you want to hear. They whisper in your ear. They seduce you for your vote. And then what? You know what? You never hear from them again. I'll call you tomorrow. I promise to call you in the morning. I promise to get this and that for you. And that's it. You never hear from. They don't even send flowers, Kevin.
I was going to say, it felt like a one-night stand and I was stood up.
You were. You were used and abused, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ken, in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, hi, Enid.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, I'm on your side with the anti-Arnold theme. When I first moved to California, I was an aerospace engineer, so I had no problems with anything, like, as it usually is. But after I got, I had a problem, and I ended up being disabled, and I'm also a veteran. And I had to go through the system, and I tried to go, especially how, what do you call it, the federal assistance. I had some problems with housing. I was on the housing thing for over 5 to 10, no, 5 and a half years.
But Ken, what does this have to do with Arnold?
We're sorry
for this situation, but how does it relate to Arnold?
Well, no, I was getting to that. I went to, I tried to solve one of my own. They said to go to the governor's office for assistance. Every time you go to the governor's office, they act like they're surprised at every single thing that's happened. They can't do anything about it. And that's a quote. But they give it to somebody else who talks like they can't do anything about it. The government, before, you could call and you would get somebody that was, they may not be able to do anything about it, but they could aim you to someone that could help you.
Yeah.
Now they can't do anything about it, and they aim you to people that know nothing about what their own job is about.
Well, you know, there's a metaphor in that. They sound like they know. You know, there's a hotline. It's a hotline connected to nothing. It's the hotline to nothing. So you call the hotline to nothing, which sounds like it could help you, and then they say hello, and then you say, this is my problem. My housing situation has diminished, and I could use your help. And they say, thank you very much, and we'll refer that to nobody.
That's it.
The hotline to nothing where they refer to nobody. And then they monitor the call for quality assurance.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Well, see, Ken, I thank you so much, and I hope things turn around for you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The question I'm asking is, what has the governor done for you? And what has he done for the state in his tenure? And it's been a couple of years now, 2+ years, I think. What has he done for California? How do you think he has helped California? Has he helped? Well, let me ask the question. Has Arnold helped California in any significant way? Or has he just sort of, you know, made appearances, they drag him out as an action figure? You know, nothing has blown up too much. It's sort of like what we've talked about before, people who head up some of these agencies, police agencies, school districts and so forth, where they don't want it to explode on their watch, so they just sort of keep a lid on it. They don't actually do anything substantive to improve it. They just keep it from blowing up even worse than it already is. So what has he done? Dan Walters says the state is ungovernable. Why do you think Arnold has done a good job? If you think he has he done anything at all that's useful? That's worthwhile, other than he's a turnaround artist for himself. He is fighting like Joe Lieberman is fighting to keep his job. He likes being the governor of California. I don't know why, but he does, apparently, and he wants it. He's been a drive-by governor. He hasn't thought about moving here. Oh, he says that if he wins, he'll move here. But I don't think do you think he's going to uproot his children from school? I doubt that. 349-1320. Donna in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Good afternoon, Enid. I wanted to answer your question about what has Arnold done for anybody. And I think my answer is kind of roundabout. It wraps around the Republican Party in general, is that I think we're just so grateful that if everything they've taken away from us, they've allowed us to live, that we think that's good.
In other words, we're in such a deprivation mode that if they don't take as much away from us, this administration took slightly less away from us than some other Republican administration. We think we're ahead of the game. Is that the story?
They haven't screwed us royally. We think that's good living.
Donna, I think you put it right. I think that's right. Crumbs. We're living on crumbs and fumes.
Right. We just don't have the perspective anymore that the government is there to take our money and give us something in return instead of use us and screw us, which is the current mentality.
All right. So what do you think Arnold has done for us? Anything?
Well,
is there one thing you can name that he's done, and what has he not done for us?
He's allowed us to live. That's it. He hasn't put us all to death.
Well, I could, you know what? I could be the governor if that's that bar is so low, even I could wiggle under it. You know what? I want to say something here. He is a BS artist. He promised this. He promised that. He promised a lot of things. And, you know, most of it has not happened, I don't think. Very little of it has occurred. I think almost none of it has occurred.
It's the same.
He was going to take a tough line with this one, and he was going to do that, and he was going to reform that, and he's done nothing. The system is a tough system to deal with, but he doesn't have the skills for it. And if he's ever read a book in his life, I'd like to know what it is. Maybe it's a phone book.
Well, I think the thing is that it's the same in his political career as in his acting career. He's a lot of hot air. He's a girly man, hot air. He's just a big mouth.
Well, he's an actor.
Yeah, he's just a big mouth.
He's a short guy. He's a shorter guy than you think he is, trying to seem tall, and he manages to create that illusion.
He acts as
he does. People, you know, they are swayed by the celebrity. They, you know, if you look at him, he looks like a piece of furniture, an ambulatory piece of furniture in shades of chestnut. The hair is chestnut. The makeup is chestnut. There's chestnut makeup on his hands. I mean, this is a guy who's your break front walking to and from.
They think he's a big daddy going to save us all because he plays this big macho guy in Hollywood, and he's just a bag of hot air.
Well, he knows how to read a script, and he knows how to act. And that's the thing. This is how dumb we are. This is how absolutely dumb we are. We're so easy that if somebody comes along and they act like they could be the governor, we line up to give them our votes.
Well, you can't blame us for being dumb, because the thing is, they've got us so beaten down with all of the...
I am blaming us for being dumb. We are smarter than this.
Well, I don't think it's intelligence. I think it's that we've been so beaten down mentally, we're worn out, we can't fight them anymore, we're just grateful to be left alive.
Well, can I tell you, Donna, I like that explanation, but I'm not buying it. It's poetic to listen to, but let me tell you something. Our future is in our hands, and we're tough, and we're strong, and here we are living in the richest country. We're not war refugees. We're not in Lebanon. We're whining and we're griping that we can't afford $600 tennis shoes, only $400 tennis shoes, and so we're so beaten down because shopping at the mall and wearing those designer initials are so heavy on our shoulders that we are too beaten down to see through the smoke and mirrors. That's what you're saying.
Not for me. I'm talking about why the general public feels that way, because they're not totally involved politically. So any little thing, they don't want to handle it. They want Big Daddy to handle it. So they're turning it over to this guy they think is some macho superhero to handle all the issues. And they feel beaten down because every day that some other thing in the newspaper
they lose, your job gets outsourced, gas becomes as expensive as the minimum wage per gallon.
They're abdicating their power to him.
Well, that is silly. Then I think people need an IQ infusion. I think that's it, Donna. I thank you so much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What has Arnold done for us as a state? What has he done for you personally? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you, Enid. Listen, Lauren and I, we're going to vote for you, we decided.
Well, all I have to do now is run. Away. I'm running away.
Never. Don't run away from this. The weather is nice for the next couple of days. Lows tonight, 69. Highs tomorrow and on Wednesday, 93, 94. We're at 91 here at the River City. Our traffic, southbound Cap City Freeway, just north of eastbound 50. We have a hit and run, no injuries. Southbound I-5 at 3rd Street. The traffic hazard is blocking traffic onto the freeway. Westbound 50, just west of 65th Street, a disabled vehicle. I only see one car crash. That's good. Westbound 50 at Prairie City Road, we have a non-injury. About three cars have got into it there as well. And Thomas Drive and Elkhorn Boulevard, an accident. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. I'm Lisa West, back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enjoy a delicious grilled steak, and you can win a trip to Maui during the Grill and Win Sweepstakes at Safeway. Every time you purchase Ranchers Reserve Tender Beef with your club card now through August 29th, you'll be entered to win one of 20 grand prize trips to Maui, plus $1,000 cash. And there are lots of other prizes. Hurry into Safeway today. Visit the Great Grilling Center, where you'll find grilling recipes, tools, and ingredients. Enter the Grill and Win Sweepstakes at Safeway. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See store for details. Today, either in-store with your club card or online at Safeway.com, Ranchers Reserve Boneless Beef London Broil is $1.99 a pound. Red Flame or Green Superior Seedless Grapes in the 4-pound container are $3.99 each. And Safeway Select Ice Cream in the 1 3/4 quart size, selected varieties are buy one, get one free. Support the fight against muscular dystrophy. The next time you're at Safeway, look for products with the Isles of Smile shelf tag to help with funding for this worthy cause. Safeway, ingredients for life.
dream of having the kind of money to lead a worry-free life? It's possible if you have an edge, a genuine plan to build wealth. And you can do it without earning any more money than you make right now. Listen carefully, because now you can get a free interactive CD that can put you on the road to cutting taxes, slashing interest rates, and building real wealth. Wealth you can call your own. It's called Ideal Wealth Builder. And you can get the starter kit absolutely free by calling 1-877-655-7793. With Ideal Wealth Builder, you don't need to be wealthy to get wealthy. The secret is shrewd cash flow management. Ideal Wealth Builder can help you keep up to 10% more of your gross monthly income guaranteed. And that's just the beginning. So call right now for your free interactive CD with shipping from Ideal Wealth Builder. Call 1-877-655-7793. 1-877-655-7793. That's 1-877-655-7793.
Okay, Rick, we'll make this pretty fast for you. We're cutting Laguna Oaks, a 60-second radio commercial. Builder blowout. Ready when you are.
Motivation?
Anything. Beautiful new condominiums for sale. Laguna Oaks and Elk Grove.
Anything else?
For as low as $205,750.
What?
Yeah, no down payments, no closing costs.
No.
It's all in that paper in front of you. Just read it.
Let's see. One-bedroom homes starting at $205,750. Two-bedroom homes from $244,000. And three-bedrooms starting as low as $261,500. Can we get this confirmed? Is this true?
Of course it's true.
Laguna Oaks.
Right.
Elk Grove.
Elk Grove. Just read the commercial.
Okay. Imagine life in a gated community with a resort atmosphere, your own garage, access to a state-of-the-art fitness center with an inviting pool where you can meet your new neighbors. Don't rent. Buy. Call 691-1400 today for more information. Laguna Oaks. 691-1400.
Hey, can I borrow your cell real quick?
Using it right now. Yeah, Laguna Oaks.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:40 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation if you're in the 916 area code. It's always toll-free, inside or outside the area code. But if you're in 916, it's 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. Remember, we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We're talking about Arnold, the turnaround artist, how he has gone from being he really got cuffed around by the voters, gone from terrible approval ratings to now leading Phil Angelides by 8 points. Doesn't mean that Phil can't step on the gas, but he hasn't stepped on the gas, and he's been sort of missing in action, and I don't know why that is. I expect that if they don't have money, they can be doing some kind of guerrilla activity that causes press coverage. He could be taking positions that are compelling and that force newspapers to cover what he's doing. And I'm not hearing, newspaper reader standpoint, things are pretty quiet from Phil's side, and every other day you pick up the newspaper, in fact every day, and there's something about Arnold in there. It's true he's the incumbent, but still in all, Phil could be doing more, and he's an experienced campaigner, and he's got presumably an experienced staff, and they're not doing very much. They're kind of asleep. It's almost like it's almost like someone's paid them off to go to sleep here for the rest of the campaign. Willie Brown said, I wouldn't, for my campaign, if I were running this campaign, I wouldn't go to sleep until after November. So here's my question about Arnold. He's turned himself around. His new script is he's Rocky meets Conan, I guess. He's a turnaround artist. He has distanced himself from Bush, even though you have to remember he is a Republican. And even if he's Republican light, he's still a Republican, and he's still going to ally himself with that side of things. Doesn't matter that he's sleeping with a Democrat, because politics does make for strange bedfellows. But my question is, what has he done for California? And what has he done for you? Are you better off? Remember the question that was asked of Reagan? Are you better off under Arnold than you would be under Phil? Can you visualize the kind of governor Phil would be? And I guess a lot of the big money is scared of Phil, scared because he's talked about the need for more income, the possibility of raising taxes. I wouldn't have even gone there. Because Democrats have such a reputation as tax and spend, I don't think I would have gone there unless I were asked about it. And then I might have finessed it. But to make it a centerpiece of what you're doing, well, I guess you get points for honesty and for candor, but you also scare away your contributors, and you're scaring away some of your base. So I don't know how Arnold's going to pull it out. I hope he doesn't, but it's not looking good for Phil at the moment. And if you're a Phil supporter, if you have some ideas of what he could do to get some traction, I'd like to hear that. 2 days after the primary, Lieberman is ahead by 5 points. Senator Joe Lieberman's decision to run as an independent sets up a lively campaign season for Connecticut voters. In the first, the Republican challenger has only got 6% of the vote. The candidates were tied about a month ago at 40% each. But it looks like Lieberman earns the support of 46% of Connecticut voters at the moment, while Lamont is the choice of 41% of Connecticut voters. The Republican Party is really almost not supporting its Republican candidate in that race. And Lawrence O'Donnell said he thought that Lieberman would drop out. I think not now. I don't think that's right. I think it's wishful thinking. I think Lieberman's going to try to do whatever it takes to save his career. And there was a story in the New York Times on Lieberman's closest advisor, and that's his wife. And she is an experienced campaigner, and she's an experienced public relations person. And after I read about the wife, and looking here at Lieberman's numbers, and looking at all this White House support because they're trying to justify what they have been up to, I don't think Lieberman is going to drop out of this race. Which may mean that it may not. Well, I don't know what will happen. It's hard for me to know. But I don't know what your thoughts are. What happens if they really are fighting for the same voters, Lieberman and Lamont, and whether this opens the door to the Republican. But the Republican candidate here is doing very poorly, so it looks like it will be either Lieberman or Lamont. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. With an eye on political reality, Bush has taken a shorter vacation, and he's now back in town. Michael Chertoff, and I was amazed that he's kept his job. He's getting high marks for the handling of this business, the terrorist bomb, foiling of that plot in London. The nation's chief of Homeland Insecurity said that the U.S. should consider reviewing its laws to allow for more electronic surveillance and detention of possible terrorist suspects, citing last week's foiled plot. I got an email from one of you over the weekend that said that when Bill Clinton took office, the World Trade Center, the first World Trade Center bombing occurred fairly shortly into it. And Bill Clinton did not do any of this. He did not call for increased surveillance. He did not call for the suspension of civil liberties. He did not do any of that. We just did business the way we do in a democracy, and there wasn't anything for another 8 years or so. And we've had, and now 30% of us don't remember what year 9/11 took place, but it took place in 2001, if you have a short-term memory loss. And already in 2006, with all this increased surveillance, and with all this scrutiny, and with all this everything else, another plot is being hatched in very short order. And guess what? It wasn't even our side that found it. We didn't find it at all. And here's Michael Chertoff. But this administration, and Chertoff's part of it, and I guess this is his bonus for doing such a wonderful job handling Hurricane Katrina, he says we need more authority in order to allow for more electronic surveillance. He stopped short of calling for immediate changes, noting that there might be constitutional barriers to the type of wide police powers that the British had in apprehending suspects to blow up the airliners headed to the U.S. But what they want is they want more surveillance, more of everything. And it wasn't any of that stuff that caught these plotters. It was a tip, actually, that did it. So I think this is pretty interesting. That here's a guy who failed miserably. Now here's Rumsfeld. You want a job in this administration. Because no matter how badly you fail, they don't ever let you go, except if you're doing a heck of a job brownie. So Chertoff did a terrible job with Katrina, And Rumsfeld has done a hideous job with Iraq. And guess what? They still have jobs. They'll be collecting those nice pensions. Meanwhile, NBC News is reporting it has learned that U.S. and British authorities had a significant disagreement over when to move in on the suspects in the alleged plot to bring down those transatlantic airliners bound for the U.S. A senior Bush official knowledgeable about the case said British police were planning to continue to run surveillance for at least another week to try to obtain more evidence, while American officials pressured them to arrest the suspect sooner. Now, remember, as soon as the Democratic convention was over and John Kerry was a candidate, there were all kinds of terror alerts. As soon as Joe Lieberman lost the race, suddenly we had this thing that was moved up to the front burner. The Brits wanted to keep going with this because they thought more information would be revealed. In contrast to previous reports, the official suggested an attack was not imminent, saying that the suspects had not yet purchased any airline tickets. In fact, some did not even have passports. The source did say, however, that the police believe one UK-based suspect was ready to conduct a dry run. The White House, of course, denied this account. But NBC News is reporting that the Brits wanted it to keep going longer, and the White House busted this thing wide open. And you have to wonder about the timing. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Ken, in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ken.
You know, the one thing I don't hear anybody talking about, and it's really telling, is that what we watched over the last week with this a plot in London was how much more efficient police work is at catching terrorism and ending it and tracking it than using the blunt force of a huge military force. So the dichotomy between how successful the Brits have been in catching the guys that did the bombing last year relatively quickly after the bombing, and then this plot this time around, it should be something that's talked about by everybody. The policing action of this works so much more efficiently.
Well, when you are trying to deal with terrorism, what it becomes is a very complex police activity. And this is one reason why you don't want to alienate your allies.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't observe the borders of countries and states. And so you want to have good relationship. You don't want to alienate them as we have done, because everybody needs to be part on the same page and needs to help you. And in this case, the Brits helped us. We didn't do this. They did it.
No.
With all of our surveillance, with all of our listening to your laundry list of complaints about your beloved, none of this helped crack any of this. We had nothing much to do with it. It was all on the Brits, and I think the Pakis helped us as well.
Well, yeah, but keep in mind with the surveillance here, I mean, terrorism is just a cover for creating a police state to keep an eye on political dissidents and political enemies for a one-party system.
Well, you got that right. And not only that, a one-party system where they manipulate these terror alerts to scare you. Here is what the administration has to offer you. This and only this. Fear. And fear itself. That is it. That's what they got. They can't. They're no good at history, geography. They're no good at a war. They haven't cracked any of these cases. They weren't any good at dealing with Katrina. But fear, and fear itself, is what they offer.
Well, you know, and this might be the chance for the American public to finally use cynicism for something, positive. Let's get really cynical about how many alerts happen between now and the election and keep count and make a score of it. And just start looking at the sociological behavior of these.
You're right. You're right. But think of your friends who only care about shopping and who's winning on American Idol, and see if this will resonate with them.
Well, you know, an atomic bomb blasting at the mall would have a bigger impact on them than, say, blowing up all of New York.
I thank you. Well, there's a perky thought, Ken. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Send out a check, traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight, 67 it looks like. Highs for the next couple of days, 92, 93. We're at 89 here in the River City, and our traffic is all right. Southbound 99 just south, center of 50. There's a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Southbound Cap City Freeway just south of E Street. We have a disabled vehicle in the middle of the roadway. And northbound 99 on eastbound 47th on the off-ramp, we have four cars that got into it there. So you guys slow down and stay clear of that, or we're going to have what we did last Monday. Seven accidents all at once, so stay clear of that. You can log into 1320leftchannel.com and find out in advance weather, your traffic, everything that Eden is doing and more. I'm Lisa West for AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Toyota owners, see your genuine Toyota service center for the convenience and value of an Express Lube Plus. Oil and filter change and tire rotation completed in under an hour.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that increases mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. But you can remove these dangers with a Humidex ventilation unit. Here's what one homeowner wrote.
We had a dehumidifier in our basement, but it never got rid of the dampness and musty odors. Whenever my children went downstairs to play, their asthma always got worse. We had a Humidex installed, and I can't believe the results. Within a few days, the odors were gone, and the kids were feeling much better.
With Humidex, there's no maintenance, no buckets to empty, no filters. For just pennies a day, Humidex provides moisture control and fresher, healthier air. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call now for a free Humidex brochure. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-663-2180. That's 1-800-663-2180. Or log on to MakeYourHomeFresher.com. That's MakeYourHomeFresher.com.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-888-808-3939.
Need auto insurance? For the best buy, call NBI. 1-800-483-4NBI. Or check out the website at NBIAuto.com. License number OB97951.
Sacramento summer's making your house feel like an oven. Now you can protect it from the blistering heat with the same product NASA uses on its spacesuits. Radiant Barrier Heat Shield, the smartest, most effective, and affordable way to insulate your home. Don't let the summer get the best of you. Call A Better Insulation now at 1-800-656-2463 and let Dennis make your home a naturally cooler place. A Better Insulation, the smartest decision for your home and family. That's 1-800-656-2463.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.356 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about all kinds of things. We're talking about the administration. We're talking about Arnold. I just got an email from one of you. I was trying to read it here to tell me that Arnold has a master's in business administration from the University of Wisconsin. So he must have read more books than Muscle magazines, but I'm not laying money on that one. 349-1320. One of the questions we've been asking is, what has Arnold done for you as a governor? He's just a representative of this administration, and what this administration wants to do is manipulate you into your vote so that it can continue to shut down your civil liberties. It can continue to, Michael Chertoff says,
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Postmortems on the Mideast ceasefire.
Hezbollah suffered a defeat in this crisis.
In the airliner bombing case, investigators follow the money trail.
A trail that begins in the rubble of last year's earthquake in Pakistan and bears the fingerprints of Al-Qaeda.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney.
Al-Irada wal-Iman.
Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah went on TV today claiming a strategic, historic victory over Israel. But Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says the fighting just ended eliminated the state within a state that operated in South Lebanon. There was an echo in Washington. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv joins us live.
Yet another way of taking Israel's side, Bill. President Bush declaring Hezbollah lost.
How can you claim victory when at one time you were a state within a state, safe within southern Lebanon, and now you're going to be replaced?
Minister Bush blamed that Shiite Muslim group for the deaths and destruction and blamed Syria and Iran, adding,
"You can only imagine how much more dangerous this conflict would be if Iran had the nuclear weapon it seeks."
Add the Iraq insurgents and what he says looks like an Al-Qaeda plan to blow up airplanes. The lesson, says Mr. Bush, is that there's a war on terror and the government needs to have weapons, including surveillance. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
From Matula, Israel, CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi reports on the withdrawal of Israeli troops and tanks.
Several shooting incidents between Israeli forces and Hezbollah fighters didn't disrupt it, and Israeli generals were reportedly pleased with how things turned out. But trust is in short supply here, and the Israelis are by no means giving up all the territory they fought over. The pullback stopped just south of the border, where weary soldiers grabbed what rest they could in case they had to go back again. An Israeli warning that anything moving on roads could be considered a target might as well not have been uttered. As fast as the tanks left, Lebanese civilians flooded back.
What they found in many cases were homes and businesses reduced to rubble. Now this.
To add some prestige to the pursuit of driving pleasure, the Michelin Man is attempting to establish a master's degree program in driver's ed. Visit MichelinMan.com to learn why the uncompromising performance of Michelin MX Series Touring Tires is the ultimate study aid for those seeking to graduate to a higher level of driving. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-800-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
To Office Depot today for incredible deals on great tools to start school. Now at Office Depot, two pocket paper portfolios are 10 for a dollar, and one subject wirebound notebooks are just 6 for 60 cents. And for all your qualified school supply purchases, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school. So hurry into Office Depot for great back to school deals. See store for details. While supplies last, quantities limited.
CBS News has learned more arrests are likely in the alleged plot to blow up as many as 10 airliners. Correspondent Sheila McVicker in London reports investigators are following the money used to finance the plot, and some of it apparently was diverted from last year's earthquake relief effort.
Moved by the plight of the victims, mosques and charities raised millions of dollars. Much of it was spent legitimately, but for months, as the suspected liquid bomb plotters were under surveillance, terror financing investigators in Britain and Pakistan watched them make suspicious bank transfers. Pakistan has now arrested three men on suspicion of laundering money back to the British plotters. One of them, Rashid Rauf, is British, a key figure suspected of linking the plot to Al-Qaeda.
Some of the young men arrested in Britain traveled to Pakistan last fall, ostensibly to help quake victims, but investigators believe that was just an excuse to attend militant training camps. The Army's 172nd Stryker Brigade combat team was so close to the end of its deployment in Iraq that 300 soldiers had already made it home to Alaska. But then, to help bolster security in Baghdad, the unit's tour was extended, and those 300 have been ordered to return for up to four additional months. Retired Colonel Jeff McCausland, a CBS News military consultant, says it's somewhat unprecedented.
I think it underscores how difficult things are in Iraq. It probably does state the case that if a unit is extended, all members of the unit will be extended, even those that might have begun returning home.
Insurgents in Fallujah, Iraq, have been waging an assassination campaign against Iraqi police, sometimes attacking them at home and killing their families. Today, a police official said nearly half the force has been failing to report for duty. The U.S. military officer in charge of training Iraqi police says reports of desertions are exaggerated. The U.S. military has unveiled a new uniform for Iraqi police. It's difficult to copy, which should frustrate those who stage attacks or commit crimes disguised as officers. You're listening to the CBS.
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure.
At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you with high-quality personal care
at an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Superprostate formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Superprostate formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Superprostate formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 1-800-414-2106. 1-800-414-2106. 1-800-414-2106.
The conversation just got smart. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
After 4 o'clock, welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends, even if you don't know anybody. Tell them in the checkout line. It's a great way to meet people. It's easier than Match.com. Tell them that AM 1320 is here on the AM dial, that Enid Live is here from 3 to 7. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and all calls to Enid Live are toll-free if you're in the 916 area code. The number is 349-1320, and if you're not, 866-626-1320. Did you hear that news report, the CBS news report, where in Iraq, here's how they're going to foil insurgent activities. The Iraqi police have new uniforms that are difficult to counterfeit. Did I hear that? You know, it's like we have the money that's difficult to counterfeit. We have passports that are supposed to be difficult to counterfeit, and they've already figured out, they've already are counterfeiting those. And if you just put on this new uniform that's a lot more elaborate and way harder to counterfeit, you know what? Then people who are insurgents are not going to be walking around dressed like Iraqi police. Would you like to comment on that thinking? 349, in case thinking would be too big a word for what that is. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, this is this administration, and if we're dumb enough to buy it, I guess that's what's happening. One of the things that we have been talking about here has been what's going on in the Middle East, and I want to share a couple of stories with you. First of all, thank Mitch and Mark for the flowers that they sent, the plant that they sent. I don't know if they're listening. I'm having to find their address. It's not easy, but they are listeners, and they're involved with American Furniture Galleries. And I guess they are wonderful supporters of the show, and today I received a plant from them, which is just beautiful. It's blooming. It's a desert bloom, they said. So I assume it has something to do with my position on the Middle East. I don't know. And it's what's going on in the Middle East is really complicated. And I want to start with David Mamet. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright. He has written a lot of scripts for films, directed films. His plays are considered A-plus, typically. And here is what he's saying. The headline is from David Mamet. Well, let me start with what he's saying. Many Jews are upset with Mel Gibson because they believe in something called the public relations war. Israel, these co-religionists think, is endangered because the Arabs, sworn to the annihilation of the Jewish state, are somehow putting a better spin on their case. Israel is a sovereign nation, founded by the UN Charter in 1948. Since then, she has been both chronically and acutely under attack. Since 1948, Israel has staved off those invaders dedicated to killing the Jews, and each time, after each war, Israel has given back to those invaders the land acquired in Israel's defense. Israel wants peace. The Arabs want Israel gone. In 2000, Arafat, on the eve of ending a territorial dispute which would have given him 98% of the land he desired, withdrew, and went to war. Yet most of the Western press, European and American, pictures Israel as somehow the aggressor, and the Israelis as somehow inhuman, and delighting in blood. There is no cycle of violence, David Mamet writes, and the headline of the piece is called Bigotry Pins the Blame on Jews, and I think this appeared in the Chicago Tribune. There is no cycle of violence. Israel wants peace behind the 1949 armistice borders with some relatively minor variation. There is no indictable disparity of force. Israeli civilians are being bombed. Hezbollah knows where the Israeli military bases are, but chooses to bomb civilians. Hezbollah murderers put their armaments exclusively in the midst of civilians. The Israeli aim is not to invade Lebanon. They left Lebanon, but to force Hezbollah to stop killing the Jews. That the Western press characterizes the Israeli actions consistently as immoral is, David Mamet concludes, anti-Semitism. What state does not have the right to defend itself? It is the central tenet of statehood. The Jews are not the victims of bad PR. They are the victims of anti-Semitism. Europe has always been devoted to the destruction of the Jews. At times again, it is acute. It is always chronic. The Inquisition, the Russian pogroms, the mass murders of Jews by crusaders, quote, going to save Jerusalem, and the Holocaust are only the more notable examples of a civilization happy to designate a different group, the helpless state other, and rape, steal, and murder them at will. The supposed cause of the hatred changes. Jews spread the plague. They kill Christian babies. They are money-grubbing, greasy, unpatriotic. As a state, they are psychotic murderers. They are capitalist bankers. They are the communists. In short, Jews are inhuman. So he goes on to talk about where you find some of the anti-Semitism in the Gospels. He says, but the Gospels did not cause anti-Semitism. They just licensed it to Christian Europe. And so he goes on to talk about, Mel Gibson, who was stopped for drunk driving. I was stopped for drunk driving, therefore the Jews are bad. I mean, that was Mel Gibson. So this is David Mamet, and if you have a chance to, why don't you call this up on the Internet? I think you can find it on Huffington Post and probably on the Chicago Tribune website. But he's talking about bigotry always blames Jews. And I want to go from that to Seymour Hersh, and then there's also a Holocaust cartoon from Iran, which is really pretty nasty, and Iran has been pretty anti-Israel and anti-Semitic, even though the Arabs are Semites. I think the term anti-Semitic really has been used for quite some time to describe what is anti-Jewish. Well, here's Seymour Hersh writing in The New Yorker. And he's got really good intelligence contacts. And he's talking about what went down with Lebanon and what's been going on in Israel and what is really happening. And it's a very complicated story. And if you were wondering why the administration did nothing, there are some answers in this story. And you can find this online also. The Bush administration was apparently closely involved in the planning of Israel's retaliatory attacks. President Bush and Cheney were convinced, current and former intelligence and diplomatic officials told Hersh, that a successful Israeli Air Force bombing campaign against Hezbollah's heavily fortified underground missile and command and control complexes in Lebanon could ease Israel's concerns and also serve as a prelude to a potential American preemptive attack to destroy Iran's nuclear installations, some of which are also buried deep underground. So what Israel was going to be here was the stalking horse for this administration. And what happened was, I think the Israelis, according now to Hersh's reporting, what happened was the Israelis knew that Hezbollah would do something provocative because they're always doing something provocative. And the question was, how are you going to respond to it? What they did and where they made a mistake here is kind of like what has happened with us in Iraq. What they did was a very heavy military response, but that isn't enough to do it. Hezbollah has become more sophisticated, and everybody was surprised at the level of sophistication that it demonstrated. So Hirsch goes on to say that Israeli military and intelligence experts I spoke to emphasized that the country's immediate security issues were the reason enough to confront Hezbollah. And you had, you didn't have Ariel Sharon, and news reports today that Ariel Sharon is continuing to fail. His health is continuing to fail. You had people who were, who didn't have his military experience, who were far less skilled. You have Olmert, and you had other people making these decisions and probably wanting to look strong militarily, just like our administration. I mean, there are a lot of parallels here between our administration and what has just been going on in Israel. So Israelis are not too happy with the response and with the results of this most recent foray into military diplomacy. They are very upset, and probably it would have been handled more skillfully had the people in charge had more military experience. But the person in charge was a former mayor and didn't have Sharon's military abilities. So there's some question, if you read the Israeli press, as to whether or not he's going to survive. I have never been to Israel. I have never had any contact with AIPAC that I'm aware of. I mean, and I have always stayed away from this subject because it's so complicated and it is so fraught with peril. But I really have to say that I agree with David Mamet on this, that Israel has always been demonized. They're always the bad guy here. I mean, what they would like is peace. They'd like to just be able to not be at war and... since 1948, Mamet writes, Israel has been both chronically and acutely under attack. When Israel went to the administration to say what it was going to do, here's what's really interesting. They didn't go to Dickey first. They went to Dick Cheney first. And once they had Dick Cheney on board, then Seymour Hersh's reporting in the New Yorker, then they went to, then they knew that they had the president and Condoleezza Rice, although at some point she balked. According to Richard Armitage, who served as Deputy Secretary of State in Bush's first term, and who in 2002 said that Hezbollah may be the A-team of terrorists, Israel's campaign in Lebanon, which has faced unexpected difficulties and widespread criticism, may in the end serve as a warning to the White House about Iran. If the most dominant military force in the region, the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, cannot pacify a country like Lebanon with a population of 4 million, you should think carefully about taking that template to Iran with strategic depth and a population of 70 million, Armitage said. The only thing that the bombing has achieved so far is to unite the population against the Israelis. And what the Israelis had hoped to do, in which I think was misguided, in their fierce response against Hezbollah was to try to unite Lebanon in being angry at Hezbollah. I don't know that that's working for them. Hezbollah has hidden much of its equipment in hospitals, in civilian places. It's hard to get a bead on Hezbollah. And this, I think, is very interesting. One intercept, Seymour Hersh writes, of a meeting in late May of the Hamas political and military leadership revealed this information. Hamas believed that a call from Damascus was scrambled, but Israel had broken the code and they could hear what was going on. For almost a year before its victory in the Palestinian elections in January, Hamas had curtailed its terrorist activities. In the late May intercepted conversation, the Hamas leadership said that they got no benefit from it and were losing standing among the Palestinian population. The conclusion was, let's go back into the terror business and then try and wrestle concessions from the Israeli government. So let me give you that again. In the year or so before the election, Hamas laid low. They tried to play nice. And in playing nice, they saw that they got no, you know, if you were conducting a poll, if you were conducting a focus group, they saw that they were getting no mileage out of playing nice, and they were losing standing with the Palestinian population. It is no different from parties doing what they do in this country, manipulating us in order to keep themselves in power. And so they concluded that they needed to go back into the terror business and then try to wrestle concessions from the Israeli government. So those of you who are so anti-Israel, they are so the bad guy, And the Arab population, whether it's the Palestinians or whoever it is, Hezbollah, the A-team of terrorists, or Syria or Lebanon, they're so the good guys. It's way more complicated than that. And so you see a situation where where the holes in one country's head fit the pegs in another, and they dance in this dangerous dance with each other. And I would love to have your thoughts about this. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. But suddenly, the reason for Israel's fierce response becomes clear. The reason why the Bush administration did nothing for so long becomes clear. There was some sort of a prearrangement which the administration denies, in which Israel was going to be a stalking horse for Syria or more likely for Iran. And what Seymour Hersh, and he is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, right now he's on MSNBC, writing for The New Yorker. He's the one who exposed Milei. I have met him. The Denver Press Club gave him its highest award. Last year, I think it was last year, and he's really a very interesting. He's got tremendous intelligence contacts in all, in many intelligence communities. So they will talk to him, where they won't talk to other people. He is a tremendous reporter, and he's the last of a breed where he doesn't. He's not one of these careerists. He's somebody who tries to tell it the way it is, and this is what he's saying, and it is a pretty remarkable story. So here is Israel. It knew it was going to be provoked by Hezbollah because it's always being provoked. And the question is, what was it going to do the next time it happened? So it concocted a plan, a very fierce plan. And in charge of this plan were people who didn't have the military experience that other leaders in Israel have had in the past. And this was a plan that was concocted with the prior approval, apparently, if Hersh's reporting is correct, of the administration, which wanted to use Israel as a stalking horse and a template for what this administration plans to do in Iran. It wants to go into Iran. I mean, we are stretched so thin on two fronts right now. To go into a third front is suicidal. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And no one was prepared for Hezbollah's strong response, just like we weren't prepared for the insurgent the civil war in Iraq. I mean, in every way, this mirrors what we are doing in Iraq. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight we do see right around 68 or 69. Highs coming up for the next couple of days about 92 or 93, though we are at 87 here in the River City. And our traffic, southbound I-5 at J Street, we have 3-car collision. No injuries, though, but blocking the lane. Auburn Boulevard and Bell Street, we have an accident. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane there in a 4-car accident. And looks like President Avenue and Constitution Avenue, we do have a major injury collision. 5 cars involved there, so stay clear of that as well. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do, like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month, and they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
How important is the women's vote?
Well, 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. That could have made a real difference.
And to think that women in the suffragette movement risked everything in order to attain their right to vote.
Women need to know that they can really change the course of history.
That's why AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel wants everyone to get involved by taking part in the Women's Equality Day Parade on Saturday, August 26th in Sacramento.
The suffrage parade will begin at Southside Park at 8th and T Street. streets at 9:30 a.m.
The Grand Parade with marchers and floats will then rally on the west steps of the Capitol at 11 a.m. featuring noted speakers and activists.
This is your opportunity to help commemorate and reaffirm women's right to vote.
Make your plans now for Women's Equality Day on Saturday, August 26th.
You can register or get more info at womenequalitydayparade.com or call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760.
Join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel for the Suffrage Parade Saturday, August 26th.
The Mike Malloy Show.
The satellite spy capability to get a full image every time Kim Jong the Second goes to the bathroom. And these people can't tell it. They have no idea when a missile is being prepared for launch. We were able to tell that about the Russians as far back as the 50s.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Weekdays 7 to 10 p.m. on AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel. Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
425 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. In the wake of the ceasefire, which we hope continues, there is a really fantastic piece that you should read in the New Yorker, and you can get it online, and it's by Seymour Hersh. It's called Watching the Annals of National Security, Watching Lebanon, Washington's Interests in Israel's War. And it tells you, kind of lays out, and he has very good intelligence contacts, it lays out what happened. And David Mamet, writing in the Chicago Tribune, he's a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, he says, you know, Israel's a sovereign nation founded by the UN Charter in 1948. Since then, she has been both chronically and acutely under attack. Since 1948, Israel has staved off those invaders dedicated to killing the Jews. And each time, after each war, Israel has given back to those invaders the land acquired in Israel's defense. You know, but he's talking about bigotry, pins the blame on Jews, and he says that this is just another form of anti-Semitism. He said there is no cycle of violence. Israel wants peace behind the 1949 borders with some relatively minor variation. There is no indictable disparity of force. Israeli civilians are being bombed. Hezbollah knows where the Israeli military bases are, but chooses to bomb civilians. Hezbollah murderers put their armaments exclusively in the midst of civilians. The Israeli aim is not to invade Lebanon. They left Lebanon, but to force Hezbollah to stop killing the Jews. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Virginia in Grass Valley. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid. Thanks for the show.
You're welcome.
I'm calling because I have two disparate things to say. They're somewhat unrelated. But first one is I don't think this has anything to do with whether you're Jewish or you're Christian. I don't think this has anything to do with religion. I think it has to do, Israel reminds me of is and perhaps this is a childish sort of analogy, but two little kids playing in a sandbox and one of the little kids smashes the crap out of the other little kid's sand pie. And let's face it, I mean, Israel is bulldozes the homes of innocent Palestinian people. And they're
Wait a minute. But wait, I want to stop you, Virginia, because Israel would like to live in peace with its neighbors, and its neighbors don't really let it live in peace. And so eventually things happen, and then homes get bulldozed. But I want to refer you. Take a look at Seymour Hersh's reporting in The New Yorker that Hamas, for example, had curtailed its terrorist activities, and when it saw that in doing so it had lost standing with the Palestinians, then it started in with its terrorist activities again. So every time there's a chance for some peace in the region, various interests, because their careers and their population base and their fan base and their audience base depends on stirring the pot, start to stir the pot.
You it doesn't somebody need to answer a higher calling, and couldn't that be Israel?
Why isn't Israel? Why doesn't Israel? Wait a minute. Why is Israel the bad guy? It has every right to defend itself, and suddenly, and because it has taken that scrubby little horrible, it's a country the size of a long driveway, and it has taken this horrible scrubby patch of land, and it has made something out of itself. Suddenly, it's the bully. Suddenly, it's the one that's demonized, and where it gets demonized is from the left and from Western press. Interestingly enough.
Tactics and bulldozing the homes of innocent Palestinians.
Well, I don't know if they were innocent. Maybe they weren't innocent, Virginia. And what did those Palestinians do to the Israelis? There are intifadas, and they have launched all kinds of terrorist attacks. So are you going to stand there? Are you going to stand there and referee? How did you decide that Israel was the bad guy?
Well, I think somebody has to reach for higher ground, either Hezbollah, Hamas, or Israel.
Well, Israel has leafleted people it's going to target. It calls them and says, you know, your apartment building is going to be targeted. I don't think Hezbollah does that.
Well, I think it's a pretty good record that the Israelis have sprayed Palestinian rock-throwing children with millions of bullets.
Those are boulders that those kids are throwing. I have looked into that. It's not little rocks. It is boulders, and there are significant injuries as a result of it. Israel really wants... But, Virginia, why are you so down on Israel? Why don't you want to look at it and say, cut it down the middle and say, these people have been bedeviling each other for centuries? Why is it Israel's fault?
It's not Israel's fault. It's that somebody has to reach for higher ground.
Well, but you are making Israel the bad guy here. And why are you doing that?
Well, I just got done saying that. Their tactics are questionable. They're violent.
What about Hezbollah's tactics? And what about Hamas's tactics?
Hezbollah doesn't have access to the level of destruction that Israel has.
Yes, it does. Go do your homework. Hezbollah has access to some real high-tech destructive weapons. But your mindset, Virginia, you are somebody, I think, and I hope I'm wrong about this, you probably think you're not anti-Jewish, but maybe you are, because right now Israel's the bad guy for you, and anything these terrorists do is good, and you won't even look at the facts.
That's not accurate at all, and you're distorting my whole perspective on it. It's just that someone has to reach for higher diplomatic ground, and when Israel...
So let it be, why not Hamas and Hezbollah? Let them reach for higher diplomatic ground.
Okay, I'll give you that much, but somebody has to do it, and I don't think it's going to be Hezbollah, and I don't think it's going to be Hamas. I think it almost has to be Israel, and they blow it when they pound...
All right, so you're already saying that they have taken that they are morally superior. You're saying it by saying that, and yet you demonize them, so it can't be both ways. You can't be morally superior and be the aggressor.
Well, I think you're putting words in my mouth, but I want to go...
No, you are the ones putting words in your own mouth. I'm just analyzing them. Go ahead.
I didn't say Israel is morally superior. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
You are saying that Hamas and Hezbollah are not going to take the high road, and it falls to Israel to do it. So you are saying, in effect, that Israel is taking the high ground, is morally superior, at the same time that you demonize Israel for defending itself against people who are dedicated to its extermination. And so I would ask you again, I don't know what I would do if I were a head of state, but if I lived there and all they wanted to do was to exterminate me or this state, you know, I would do everything I could to defend myself.
All right. Well, can I go on to my second point?
Sure. Go ahead.
Do you think that the attack by Israel on Lebanon, or the Lebanon's attack on Israel, whatever, do you think that that is was any way influenced by the project for a new American century? Is it sort of...
Say that again. I didn't... Say it again.
Do you think that the attack between Lebanon and Israel was in any way influenced by the project for a new American century?
I doubt it. I don't think so at all. I think that those people have been at each other's throats for so long, it doesn't matter about a new American century or anything else.
Okay, cool.
All right, Virginia, thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
Call us again.
Okay.
All right. 349-1320-866-620-1320. What do you think about what Virginia had to say? That somebody's got to take the high ground, and it needs to be Israel. And the assumption is that it's morally superior, because she says Hezbollah, Hamas, they're not going to do it. And Seymour Hersh is reporting that Hamas tried to stay away from terrorism, but it was losing standing with its base. And so guess what? It's back in in the terrorism business again, just like an election in this country. It's really no different. And so whenever it can, it stirs the pot. It knows it's trying to goad Israel. It is now getting funding. Hezbollah is the A-team of terrorists, according to Richard Armitage. It is getting funding from Iran. And this administration, because Israel has always had such a good record militarily, it didn't do so well this time, did it? It didn't have the same quality of military leadership, did it? And so this administration stood by because it wanted Israel to act as a stalking horse for the template that it's looking to impose on Iran. Seymour Hersh has been reporting for the last year that his intelligence contacts tell him, and the military has so far been able to veto it, but this ridiculous administration that we are under the thumb of wants to now march itself into Iran, if you can imagine anything more suicidal than that. Paul, in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Enid?
Yes, welcome.
Hey, this is Paul. Hi. I've been listening to you for a couple of weeks now, and I wanted to thank you for being the voice of most of my beliefs. And I wanted to comment on Israel. I'm thoroughly convinced that if you leave Israel alone, Israel will leave you alone. I've always felt that way.
Well, I think so, too. I think they just want to live in peace. They have managed to accomplish all the stuff that they've accomplished with their hands tied behind their back in an atmosphere of almost constant war.
I agree, and I just wanted to say that. I wanted to comment also on your concerns that this administration will invade Iran.
Yeah.
I think what you said about us being spread so thin, I really don't think they'll do it. I mean, they're stupid.
Apparently, Seymour Hersh, go back into the old New Yorkers, go Google Seymour Hersh and see if his stuff comes up. His the high-level military leaks to Seymour Hersh as well as high-level intelligence. He has great contacts. Mm-hmm. And apparently, this is something that the administration has been trying to impose. And finally, the generals have come alive, and they are so far have been able to fend it off. But I don't know for how much longer they will be able to fend it off.
Okay.
All right, Paul. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. We have a line open on AM 1320. You can join the conversation. 349-1320. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight, 69. Highs for the next couple of days, we have 92 or 93. We're at 87 here in the River City. Our traffic, 50 over top of the mountain, nice and slow. Northbound I-5 just north of Q Street. We've got a vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Missouri Flat Road at eastbound 50. The collision there stopped lanes on into Sacramento and Placerville. We have a five-car collision there. Westbound 50 at Sunrise Boulevard, a disabled vehicle blocking freeway service there. And in North Sac, President Avenue at Constitution Avenue, five cars again, completely other side of Sacramento, ambulance and emergency vehicles blocking the lane. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com and check it out. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Have you heard the buzz about West Nile virus? Avoid mosquito bites. Protect yourself and your family from the mosquito that spreads the virus. Mosquitoes bite in the early morning and early evening, so stay indoors during these peak hours. When outdoors, wear long sleeves and long pants. Apply insect repellent with DEET, Bacaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus on exposed skin and the outside of your clothing. Mosquito-proof your home by dumping standing water from buckets, flower pots, kid pools, and wheelbarrows. Also, maintain pool equipment and keep window and door screens in good shape. West Nile virus is a threat, especially to people over 50 or those who have diabetes. Most people who get West Nile virus don't feel sick, but it may cause serious illness. So protect yourself and your family from West Nile virus. Fight the bite. For more information, visit scph.com or call 1-800-429-1022. That number again, 1-800-429-1022. Brought to you by Sacramento County Public Health.
I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance. Chances are Smart Balance will be known for more than great buttery spread. Now we have a delicious peanut butter and a remarkable light mayonnaise. We call them Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and Omega Light Mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter is all natural with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. Like our spread, it has no hydrogenated oil and no trans fat. It has no added refined sugar, and you won't have to refrigerate it. So spreadable, it's incredible. We deep roast premium peanuts to give our Omega peanut butter extra flavor. And new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise also gives you an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Plus, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol with half the calories of regular mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, and most other supermarkets. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
In the world of a small business owner, you hear all kinds of offers for products and services, but have precious little time to listen. So you learn how to size things up quickly. Like this. Get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, which is a single mailbox that integrates emails and faxes with messages from your office and cell phones, all for less than $95 a month. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential business services. And we're so confident we can provide the communication services your business needs, we'll send you a $50 gift card if we can't. It doesn't take long to recognize something this good for business. Call 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Must mention this ad and call by 9:30:06. Requires 1-year term. Taxes, other charges, and FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll free.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320,
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
4:40 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, newly back from Tahoe. I'm lucky to have friends who have a place there. Oh, that was so nice. I haven't been to Tahoe in about 5 million years, and that was really lovely. We didn't do anything. We just sat around and ate and drank wine and sat under a tree, and then I sat at the lake and... Wow, it's so beautiful there. We're talking about things that are not so beautiful. First of all, you know, there is a ceasefire in place. David Mamet has written a piece that was published in the Chicago Tribune. He thinks that bigotry always pins the blame on Jews. And he goes on to say that the UN Charter in 1948, Israel became a sovereign nation under that charter. And since then, she has been both chronically and acutely under attack. She's always under attack. I refer you to Seymour Hersh's piece in, I refer you to David Mamet's piece in the Chicago Tribune, and then go to the New Yorker. And you can find this online. Seymour Hersh is really respected. He's probably, I would guess, in his middle 70s. He's not a careerist. He labored in obscurity for a long time. He just wanted to do, you know, he's worn out a lot of shoe leather trying to get stories, and he has got amazing contacts in the intelligence and in the military communities. And what he's saying is that the Israelis were a stalking horse here for the administration, that they knew that Hezbollah was going to come at them with something, and that they were trying to put a plan together the next time Hezbollah did, because they're always coming at them every month or so with something. And Seymour Hersh also reports, for those of you who say Israel's always the bad guy, that about a year before the Palestinian elections in January, Hamas had curtailed its terrorist activities. And this was all determined. This was all found through an intercept. They were talking on the phone, and they didn't think that the Israelis had, they scrambled the calls, but Israelis had broken the code. In the late May intercepted conversation, the Hamas leadership said that they got no benefit from curtailing its terrorist activities and were losing standing among the Palestinian population. And so the conclusion was, let's go back into the terror business and then try to wrestle concessions from the Israeli government. So this has been, you know, this has been a back-and-forth deal for a long time. And this could have been stopped a long time ago, too. You've got a lot of rich Arab countries that could have come to the aid of the Palestinians and so on. And this could have ended, except that everybody wanted to keep the pot boiling. People were manipulated. And somehow Israel gets demonized for defending itself. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. John in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. My thought was, on a pragmatic basis, that Israel didn't do itself a favor in this recent time. So even if you know, putting morality aside and just looking at whether they actually did do a good job of defending themselves, I don't think that they made much progress.
You may very well be right. I think they took a big public relations hit in that they always had, the rap on them was that they had this big, mighty, invincible military muscle, and that didn't work for them because it's kind of like a guerrilla war. The aerial bombardment, it's what we're learning in Iraq. It's what we learned in a lot of places. The aerial bombardment doesn't work. You need boots on the ground.
Right, and even the boots on the ground, there was a sense that they could take out the rockets, and they didn't. And so I just think that sometimes what happens, and the seeds of it were there, and what you said was that, you know, Hamas wasn't doing very well, for instance, so they resumed their terrorism.
Yeah, they went back into the terrorism business.
But we let the terrorists call the shots by reacting in the ways that we do.
Okay, so what would be a solution?
I don't know a specific solution to this, but not to get sucked in. It's like it's like we got sucked into Iraq. You know, we get sucked in by these people because
We didn't get sucked into Iraq. We walked in with our eyes open or shut, however you want to put it, and decided to march in. There were no terrorists in there sucking us into it. This administration just got it in its head that this is what it was going to do, and then it concocted a story to justify it.
Well, I agree, but the, in a sense, the population, you know, got sucked into it by, you know, the administration thought that the 9/11 happened, that people were outraged, they want some sort of response.
Yeah, so go after Osama bin Laden, and where is he? Is he shopping someplace? Where is he? We haven't bothered with him. We went someplace we never had any right to go. We had no business going. They weren't the people who attacked us. I mean, the whole thing has been a complete fiasco, but I understand what you're trying to say, John.
Am I still here?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I don't know the facts on this that clearly, but like, for instance, Hamas got elected, and everyone was appalled, kind of like, oh, my God, we're having the democratic elections. And then, wait, this isn't supposed to happen. Hamas gets elected. And then people kind of squeezed Hamas, I think, a bit, because they didn't like the fact they were elected.
Hamas decided that it was going back in the terrorism business. I don't know if anybody squeezed Hamas, although they decided to withhold some of the monies. But Hamas decided it laid low from terrorism, and when it was losing standing, it went right back into terrorism. So I don't know how you, John, I don't know how you can justify that. 349-1320, another John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. We have so many Johns here, I feel like a hooker. Hi, John.
Don't think that way.
I'm not going to.
Anyway, Enid, I agree with you. So, but hear me out first before you chew me out.
Before I throw you out. Okay.
Yeah. Well, basically, is that I think the key word here is called measure respond. What it is that, you know, here's the thing. Hezbollah's war with the Israel had been a long time ago, right? The early 90s, that was the end of the stuff.
No, it's every month something happens, according to Seymour Hirsch. Every month there's some kind of a Hezbollah deal.
Most modern young people don't remember who the heck is the Hezbollah and how bad they really were. So what it is that, you know, the Hezbollah is that little, you know, bad kid in your neighborhood to come pick on you. And what it is that the other neighborhood will see how you respond. And what it is that, what it is in this case is that is a really a public relation gamble. What it is that if the neighbors see me go down and beat the kid up real bad,
then they'll stay away.
The neighbor's going to say, well, you know what? You shouldn't be beating them so bad. Well, the key word, like I said, is where measure respond, and I agree with you. Israel has the right to defend itself, but it is difficult. You know, if they kidnap your soldier, how should you respond? And the thing is that I think the Hezbollah knows.
Well, you know, one of the points that Seymour Hirsch was making, Hezbollah knows where Israel's military installations are, but that isn't what they were aiming for. They were aiming for civilians.
Right.
So for some reason, Israel's the one that always gets demonized here. I'm not saying Israel's perfect, but you got a country, as I said, the size of a long driveway, and it has managed to do quite a lot on its own behalf, and it does it in a constant state of war.
Right.
So you got Hezbollah always priming the pump because it knows that it can, and it is an agent of Iran.
Right.
And Iran wants to somehow change the conversation here, wants to keep the focus away from itself. So it has got Hezbollah doing its bidding on the one hand, and the U.S. has got Israel doing its bidding on the other, trying to get back at Iran. I mean, the whole thing is getting way more and more complicated.
Right. So basically, like I said, it is a tough way to really handle this, but But you're correct. That, you know,
but Hezbollah is the A-plus grade A of terrorists, and there's a piece in today's Washington Post you might want to look at, the best guerrilla force in the world, Hezbollah. Analysts attribute Hezbollah's resilience to zeal, secrecy, and Iranian funding. I thank you, John, for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Marty in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well, Marty.
Well, first let me say I'm Jewish, so please don't say I'm anti-Semitic.
Well, there are a lot of Jews that are anti-Semitic.
Well, I'm not one of them.
Okay.
But anyway, the lady that called earlier that was trying to use the analogy of the two kids in a sandbox, as you pointed out, if Hezbollah and has been on a monthly basis doing something to provoke Israel, my question would be why, and I think you alluded to this in the article, why this particular time, this particular response? And I really don't believe that it's in Israel's best interest.
It may not have been in Israel's best interest. You may be very right about that. But I would guess, if you're asking the question, and here I am not, you know, what would I know, only from the outside, but this is what I would theorize. I would theorize a couple of things. Ehud Olmert wants to show how strong he is militarily. So I think it was one of those things where they shot first and asked questions later. So he wants to demonstrate his strong leadership, and he failed in this. And I think there's some questions whether he can continue, at least if you read the Israeli newspapers online, it looks like he's in the soup with Israelis. So you've got that going on. They knew that it was going to come, and they decided to that they would put together a strong response the next time it came, and that was part of the other thing as well. And then I think they had gone to Washington to get some permission, and Washington loved the idea because it would be a stalking horse for Iran and give them some testing of the waters.
Yeah, well, see, that therein lies the problem, and I hear this, you know, being brought up, and I listen to your show pretty regularly, by a lot of the people who don't exactly agree with your position, because even as a Jew and understanding the condition of Israel and the relations it has with its Arab neighbors, I still cannot justify 20 Lebanese dying for every one Israeli. I can't justify.
Well, I want to tell you, Marty, if you are under siege and if you are, first of all, Israel took a huge hit, and the Hezbollah deliberately puts themselves in civilian environments. It's where they hide the weapons, and it's where they hide out and blend in with the population. So it's going to happen, and it's going to be a huge human and public relations catastrophe for Israel. But I'm going to tell you, if you are hit, you don't count out how many bombs they were incoming, and you're going to return the same amount. You are just going to hit and hit and hit and do what you need to defend yourself. So this business about we took some of their more of their lives than they took of our lives, I don't think that's a good argument.
It's not a matter of an argument. It's just that Hezbollah, if this is happening on a monthly basis, okay, and Israel's responding and Hezbollah's responding, that in itself is not a state of siege. Okay, you can say that Israel is surrounded by neighbors, but it's not at war with all those neighbors right now. But this one particular time, Israel decided, okay, we're going to go to the mattress with these guys.
Wait a minute. Now, but the Hezbollah, you got to remember, they started it. Don't forget that part. And they're always provoking it, and they are trying to appeal to their base. And at the same time, it is a state-sponsored kind of terrorism. They're armed from Iran. They never would be able to be this sophisticated if they didn't get backing from Iran.
Yeah, but you still, for me, I cannot, if, you know, if somebody comes up to me and they hit me, I'm not going to pull out a gun and shoot them.
Well, Marty, you're a better person than a lot of us would be. If somebody threatens your life, I don't know if you'd think about, well, you know, they shot one, I can only shoot one, I can't shoot two. On that one, I think we're going to have to agree to disagree. I do thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. It opens up one line right here on AM 1320. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. very much, Enid. We're 89 here in the River City, and our traffic is looking all right. 50 over top of the mountain, though. Still a little bit congested and slow, doing about 25, 30 miles per hour. Southbound 99, Fruit Bridge Road, Mack Road, all the way to, it looks like, Elk Grove Boulevard there in Elk Grove. We've got a major traffic jam, almost completely stopped up until you get to Fruit Ridge Road. Then it's going about 5 to 10 miles per hour, so watch out for that. Back with more Enid Live. You can call her at 349-1320. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the Left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Right now at Sleep Train, you'll pay no sales tax when you purchase any Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, Simmons Beauty Rest, Sealy Posturepedic, or Stearns & Foster mattress set. Plus, sleep free for a year on approved credit. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Come check out the great new condos at Laguna Oaks, where we're having a builder.
Whoa, whoa. We're not quite going for that vibe with this one.
But come on, man. This is what sells.
Yeah, actually, though, I'm pretty sure you're thinking about used cars there. See, we're talking about the relaxed atmosphere over at Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove, where you can put yourself into a condominium home for as low as $205,750.
Unbelievable!
Well, unless you're one of the people who have already done the math, found out buying's better than renting, and have taken advantage of this deal.
If you rent, you must be insane!
I don't know if I'd go that far, but with Laguna Oaks offering no down payment and no closing cost, it does make sense to look into.
But wait, there's more!
Now you're talking. You get your own garage, access to a state-of-the-art fitness center, and a sparkling pool.
Laguna Oaks!
Right. Call today, 691-1400. That's 691-1400. Dude.
Sorry.
This is News 10 Now. I'm Christina Mendonca. It's just about harvest time for pot growers, and the annual war against marijuana got off to a big start in California today. By air and ground, officers in El Dorado County raided two large marijuana fields, seizing 6,000 plants. The camouflage gardens were on public lands near Salmon Falls Road within sight of million-dollar homes. Also, PG&E is expected to make an announcement shortly that may give customers a break on their current energy bills. We'll have the developments later today on News 10.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
Offended by how you're using stuff. I'm a humanist, and you might even call me a Wiccan, and I'm not upset that you're not talking about me all the time, you know?
You know, I forgot about those damn Wiccans.
Yeah. evil man.
Hey, guys, you're funny. Okay, look, Scott, you're like the straight man. And Andy gets the punchline. So
the only show where the gay man is the straight man. It's all very confusing.
Right.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left.
4:57 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. The lines are full. They will open up, and as they do, I'll give out the numbers. Let's go right to them. Chris in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Chris.
I was wondering why we don't talk about the core problem with the Palestinians and the Jewish state is the Jewish people, they stole the Palestinians' land. And
they didn't steal the land, and you know what, Chris? Chris, it's there, and it's not, Israel's not going anywhere.
WCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Perhaps they were parting shots. The Israeli army says Hezbollah guerrillas have fired at least 10 Katyusha rockets in southern Lebanon, but no one was hurt and none of the rockets crossed the Israeli border. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi is south of the border in Metula, Israel.
It's extremely quiet. There are a lot of soldiers moving around, troops who've been rotated out of Lebanon. That's rotated is because the Israelis, while they are pulling some forces back, they're not closing down their operation in Lebanon. There are almost no civilians in this town. It was badly hit by Katyusha rocket fire. The forests all around here have been burned. There's damage in lots of houses.
We certainly hope the ceasefire holds, because it is step one of making sure that Lebanon's democracy is strengthened.
President Bush blames Hezbollah for starting the fighting, and he blames Iran and Syria for supporting Hezbollah. In a taped speech shown on TV today, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah claimed a strategic and historic victory and said this is no time to talk about disarming his group. More arrests in the airliner bombing plot seem likely as investigators follow the money. CBS News has learned that some funds donated for earthquake relief in Pakistan last year were apparently funneled to the conspirators in Britain. Just weeks after returning from Iraq, 300 soldiers in Alaska have been ordered to return to help with the crackdown on violence in Baghdad. Their unit's tour of duty has been extended for 4 months. Phil Boyce is a spokesman at Fort Wainwright, Alaska.
What we're doing right now is working very closely with the soldiers, and more specifically, their families, their spouses, their children, to make certain that everything that can be done for them in their soldiers' absence is being done.
Most of the Army's 172nd Stryker Brigade combat team is still in Iraq. Their orders were changed before they had a chance to leave. Dell Computers recalling more than 4 million laptops because their batteries can overheat and even burst into flames. CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggott has been following this story.
In June, a Dell laptop burst into flames during a conference in Japan. A very dramatic photograph of the laptop burning was widely circulated over the internet, causing some people to speculate what would happen if that were to occur during a flight.
The lithium-ion batteries are manufactured by Sony. Cuban state television has broadcast video of Fidel Castro recorded yesterday, his 80th birthday. Castro is in bed talking with his brother Raul and visiting Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. CBS's Portia Siegelbaum is in Havana.
Castro looked weak, I have to say, and his voice was very weak. And we did see him only lying in bed, not sitting up or moving. We saw him writing and shaking hands with Chavez, who has been his closest ally in Latin America and who has been very important economically to Cuba.
The Dow up 9 points today. This is CBS News.
To increase driving pleasure for all motorists, the Michelin Man is on a door-to-door quest to collect signatures for a petition to build an American Autobahn. Visit MichelinMan.com to learn how the uncompromising performance of Michelin MX Series touring tires can give you the confidence to achieve driving bliss on any road you travel. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-800-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
Being a realtor is the all-American job.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart.
I'm a small business just like the coffee shop on the corner.
Very involved in my community.
We do more than just help people buy and sell homes. It has to do with making a difference in people's lives.
Helping people find a piece of the American dream is the best job in the whole world.
Realtors don't just help you buy and sell homes. They're small business owners who help build communities. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I help people live the American dream every day.
Even smokers with a long-term habit might get help from a new drug. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
New research shows the recently approved smoking treatment Chantix is effective even for long-term puffers. In one study funded by Chantix's maker, Pfizer, the anti-craving drug was given to smokers who averaged a pack a day for about 24 years. Nearly half quit smoking for at least 4 weeks. About 14% were smoke-free after a year. Alongside this Archives of Internal Medicine study, University of Virginia expert Bankole Johnson writes there are no more excuses to delay treatment.
To be able to show an important difference several months after, I think, is
is really quite nice because it shows that the treatment gains are sustained.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A Maryland travel agent has agreed to make full restitution to the dozens of customers he cheated. Terrence Hawkins took money for tickets to the Oprah Winfrey Show and bus trips to see the show in Chicago. He never delivered. By the way, tickets to see Oprah are free. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Trent Patterson, how fast do you need your internet to be? Because we know how you are, Trent. You go all out no matter what you're doing. Well, AT&T has a choice of internet speeds for a reason. From fast to super fast and at a better price than cable. You want to download movies, design websites, that sort of thing? Or do you just want to check emails and share photos? With AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet, we've got the fastest internet in town for the price. Like $12.99 a month for the first 12 months when you order online. So that's Trent's world. For everybody who's not Trent, if we can deliver to a speed demon like him, then we have a solution for you, too. If you switch right now from your old cable company to the new AT&T, you can get 3 months free. Visit AT&T.com for all the details. You just know Trent's going to get that super fast speed, don't you? The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Price comparison against major broadband competitors. For new customers only, 12-month term. 3 months free bill credit applies after third month and excludes taxes and any premium charges. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-416-6471 toll-free or visit att.com/offer details. Not available in all areas.
Can you just give me one more try at that?
Yeah! If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Six minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to hour three of the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays, Monday through Fridays, on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And I'll give you the numbers momentarily. The lines are completely full. They will open up, and as they do, I will put out the numbers, which are always toll-free, whether you're in the 916 area code or you're not. What we're talking about is the Middle East. There is a ceasefire in effect, which we hope holds. In the meantime, David Mamet did a piece, and it ran in the Chicago Tribune, and he talks about Israel, and it's a sovereign nation founded by the UN Charter in 1948, and since then, he writes, she has been both chronically and acutely under attack. Since 1948, Israel has staved off those invaders dedicated to killing the Jews, and each time, after each war, Israel has given back to those invaders the land acquired in Israel's defense. And he goes on to say that he thinks a lot of bigotry against Israel is just anti-Semitism. In the current New Yorker magazine, you can download it, Seymour Hersh, who won a Pulitzer Prize for his reporting on My Lai and during the Vietnam War, where he exposed the tragedy of My Lai, which is that all these that our people were indiscriminately killing civilians. It was just a massacre. He has since that time, sometimes in obscurity, sometimes not, been pounding the pavement, developing tremendous leads in the intelligence community and the military community. He's been writing for some time in The New Yorker on how the administration is trying to get the military to go along with plans to now to go after Iran. And the military has resisted the administration so far. I don't know how long they're going to be able to hold them off. And this piece in The New Yorker is just an amazing piece of work because he talks about the Bush administration, he says, was closely involved in the planning of Israel's retaliatory attacks. Bush and Cheney were convinced, current and former intelligence and diplomatic officials told me, told Hersh, that a successful Israeli Air Force bombing campaign against Hezbollah's heavily fortified underground missile and command and control complexes in Lebanon could ease Israel's security concerns and could also serve as a prelude to a potential American preemptive attack to destroy Iran's nuclear installations, some of which are also buried deep underground. Israeli military and intelligence experts emphasized that the country's immediate security issues were reason enough to confront Hezbollah, regardless of what the Bush administration wanted. We do what we think is best for us, said one person, and if it happens to meet America's requirements, that's just part of a relationship between two friends. Hezbollah is armed to the teeth and trained in the most advanced technology of guerrilla warfare. It was just a matter of time. We had to address it. So we leave it there, and we will pick up parts of this story as we continue. And let's go now to the phones. Britt, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Britt.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to rebut Chris. And if we take his logic, the Mexican immigrants that are just, quote, that are coming here to their ancestral homeland, we would have to give back parts of the South.
There wouldn't be any illegal immigration, would there?
I would have to pack up and leave myself because this was once part of Mexico.
Okay, that's a good point.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for making it. Excellent.
Thank you.
Good work. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Aaron, calling from Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
I just have a real quick question to say. I don't know how familiar you are with the Geneva Convention, but there's a response time and a proportionality when it comes to response. And don't you think that Israel kind of over-responded to that?
I think Israel has been under siege since it became a country, 1948. And how can you say it over-responded when Hezbollah deliberately, it knows where the military installations are, it deliberately targeted civilians. It now has more sophisticated weapons to do that, and it hides behind civilians. So how can you say Israel overreacted? I mean, I think you do what you do in order to defend yourself.
Well, one of the reasons I...
Why should Israel... Let me ask you the question, Aaron. Why should Israel be prevented from defending itself?
Shouldn't at all, but it's hard to say you're defending yourself when you go into another country and you have occupied territories.
Wait a minute. Every time Israel pulls out, it gives back the territories it wins in order to protect itself, and it doesn't buy it any kind of peace. And if you heard or read the Seymour Hersh piece, Hamas had laid off of terrorist attacks. It saw that it wasn't playing well with its base, and so in order to play well with its base and to resume its standing, it resumed the terrorist attacks. So how it's the same mentality. How do you deal with an enemy like that?
With an enemy? Well, actually, I mean...
What would you do? All right, if you were the head of state of Israel, Aaron, what would you do?
If I was the head of state of Israel?
Yeah, constantly under siege from people dedicated to exterminating your very existence. They don't think you belong there. What would you do?
Well, it's hard for me to say I'm at siege when I'm occupying somebody else's territory.
What territory are they occupying? They are there, and they're not going away. They are there.
I'm not talking about all of Israel, but even...
It doesn't matter. If they give back those farms in Lebanon, they pulled out of the Gaza or the West Bank, it doesn't matter. They pulled out of Lebanon. You can see it absolutely doesn't matter. They're still going to get hit. So even if they give back everything, they're still going to be hit because these people don't want them there. And even if they did want them there, their base doesn't want them there because their base has been so manipulated that if they pull back, as Hamas found, they're going to lose standing.
Yeah, and I don't think that these people are so much into killing all the Jews or getting rid of Israel. I think what it is they want to end the Zionist protocol. That's what they're really...
What are you talking about? What's the Zionist protocol, Aaron? What is that?
The Zionist protocol?
Yeah, what is that?
To take over that land?
The Zionist protocol? What is that? Is that like the protocol of the Elders of Zion? An anti-Semitic creed that was long ago discredited? Are you peddling that on this program?
It's anti-Semitic.
Aaron, are you peddling that creed on this program? It's a complete fabrication. It is
peddling?
A complete anti-Semitic fabrication, and I don't like it.
Zionism?
No, the protocols of the Elders of Zion, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a complete fabrication, and it's a completely anti-Semitic, and you ought to wash your head out if you even look at it. 349-1320. Neil in Garden Valley. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I wish I knew more about the topic, but...
if you don't, then you probably shouldn't have called in.
Well, I'm just curious what I would have done, not knowing the exact answer, if I was the head of state of Israel.
Uh-huh.
I would have consulted with England and how they got
all right,
the
you
IRA
get,
out
let,
of Ireland.
Let me ask you. I think that Hezbollah is to Israel as Al-Qaeda is to us. So if Al-Qaeda hits us, are we going to start calling around, hello, Al-Qaeda hit me today, what should I do?
I hope if I attack somebody... then whoever I attack doesn't attack my family to get to me. And I hope that somebody doesn't attack the county of Sacramento or El Dorado because I live in Garden Valley and I attack them.
Wait a minute. I'm not following your logic.
Oh, well, I'm thinking of the IRA in Ireland.
Yes.
England didn't invade Ireland to get the IRA out. How did they do that? I'm not sure, but I would ask them.
Well, there was a lot of explosions. There was a lot of terrorism, and finally there was a lot of negotiation that finally happened. But if you're saying that we're hit, Neil, I'm going to ask you, if you're hit in Garden Valley, are you going to call England to ask them what you're supposed to do, or are you just going to hit back?
Well, if I know who hit me, and if they're in downtown Sacramento,
But I'm asking you,
I might ask somebody who's had prior experience.
Well, if somebody hits you, Neil, that you're not giving an honest answer. If somebody hits you in Garden Valley, you're going to hit them right back. That's what I think you would do. I think that's what any reasonable person would do. Linda in West Sac, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yes, hi, Enid.
Hi, Linda.
I just wanted to say war is wrong, and two wrongs don't make a right. War is tragic. War is not Christian. And I think both responses, Hezbollah and Israel, are making the world a more dangerous place. They've endangered 4 million Lebanese and at least 1 million Israelis. There are
6 million. 6 million Israelis are endangered.
So 10 million people have been endangered by the worst escalation of aggression in 24 years. I believe in nonviolent resistance. I think Israel could have brought this to the UN and responded in nonviolent ways.
Linda, let me ask you. Israel has tried everything, and nothing has really worked. Why is it Israel's responsibility? What about, I don't hear the criticism that maybe Hezbollah should have tried to reform itself and become nonviolent. Maybe Syria should try to reform itself. Maybe Iran should not sponsor Hezbollah. I'm not hearing any of that from you.
Solution.
I'm asking you. I'm not hearing anything on the other side. Why should it be only Israel? What about Hezbollah?
If you are right, and you take the first step by not escalating. Obviously, the Israeli military is far superior to Hezbollah.
I'm not so sure. Not on this one. It looks like they got skunked.
Not worth endangering millions of lives to go after two soldiers. It was an
Wait a minute. You're still, Linda, I'm going to say it again. Your attitude is you're still blaming Israel, even though you pay lip service to both of them, have their responsibility, their shared responsibility here. You're still blaming Israel. You are not talking about Hezbollah, which hides among civilians and is cowardly, uses them as shields.
Whether it comes from Hezbollah or whether it comes from Israel. Two wrongs don't make a right, Enid. Two wrongs do not make a right. And I think everyone on this planet knows that war is wrong. War is just getting us progressively into trouble. We've got crude oil going into the ocean worse than the Exxon Valdez on Lebanon because of this. The environment is deteriorating because of this. We have to work on...
Well, then, if you're going to blame equally. My problem here is that Israel becomes the one that is demonized. And I think for a lot of people, it just becomes another place where they can be a socially acceptable form of anti-Semitism. If one is to blame, they're both to blame.
God bless you. We must stop violence.
Okay. I thank you, Linda, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. One line open. Dave in Davis. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. Yeah. You know, your question, you're absolutely right. I think the whole basis of the problem in the Middle East is obviously the decision to create a state within, you know, where people already lived and displaced people. And I think that it was just a big mistake in the beginning.
Well, you know what? They're there. They're not going anywhere. There's the size of a long driveway, and you got to figure out how to make it work.
Well,
and there was plenty of Arab agitation and pot boiling at that time. So I think in one thing that I read, the Arabs were the Jews were actually there way before the Arabs were there. But that goes back very, very far in time.
Yeah, I don't know how you would try to tease that out, who was there before whoever.
Well, I'm looking at some reference books on it. But Dave, let me ask you. I mean, do we give back the Southwest to Mexico because we took it from them?
Well, you know, maybe that means that we do have to have some...
I mean, if they had military weapons, we'd be in perpetual war, just like the Middle East is.
That's right.
And it's what it is. This is, you got to deal with the what is. This is what is, and you got to figure it out.
So let me put this back to you. You're challenging the callers. You're challenging the all of us out here to come up with some alternative prospect or alternative strategy for Israel. What's the alternative for the Arabs?
Well, that's a good question. Why don't you let's ask that question? Why is it always on Israel? If the Arabs weren't constantly making war with Israel, I think it would be a much more peaceful place. But I think that's an excellent question. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Calvin in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Calvin, have you got your radio down? No.
Yes.
All right, welcome.
Hey, I want to ask you first, how come you got it so right and you're so on the ball if you're the left station? You don't.
Because we're the left station, we have it right all the time, pretty much, I would say. What's on your mind, Calvin?
If somebody, I'm a retired judge, somebody comes in my house or takes one of my children, I'm going to fight back. That's what Israel's doing, and you're right. We don't hear anybody saying that Hezbollah is cowardly and hiding behind civilians and...
Well, I want to make one thing clear. Israel doesn't always do it right, and Israel isn't always right. But what I really have a problem with is that for some reason Israel is always the one that's demonized. Israel is never going to do it right in the eyes of a lot of the world. And that, to me, is troubling.
Yes, it is. And they go to the United Nations, and they just tell Israel to stop. They don't tell anybody, anything to Hezbollah, nobody does except the United States is the only one that said anything about Hezbollah.
Calvin, I thank you for the call. Thanks very much for calling in. 349-1320, it opens up a line, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid Lewis. Tonight we have a right around 69 for the next couple of days, 93, 94, not a super high temperature, but it's nice right now, about 87. Our traffic's looking pretty nice, too, as well. Oh, I just lost it on my screen. But I do know the 50 over top of the mountain is nice and slow. Looks like we've got a little bit of congestion. Also, southbound 99, right there by Fruit Ridge Road, Mack Road, and onto Elk Grove Boulevard. We've slowed down as well there. Northbound I-5 to westbound 50. We have a three-car collision there. No further details, but blocking traffic. And it looks like Fair Oaks Boulevard at Wayside Lane in North Sac. We also have another four-car crash there. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. You can log on and check out more Enid. Of course, email her there at 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Monday afternoon, everybody. Well, a huge rally in the market kind of fizzled away. The price of oil bounced off its lows. We were up over 100 points mid-session, but it now closed up today just 9 points to 11,097. Well, the NASDAQ fared a little better, up 11 to 2069. A couple of companies in the news today. A study showed a novel Merck experimental AIDS drug helped suppress the virus in patients who had never before taken an HIV treatment. The study showed a combination of drugs, including Merck's Merck 518, worked as well as the most often prescribed three-drug treatment for newly diagnosed patients. The medicine attacks the disease in a way different from any other medicine on the market, working against an enzyme that the virus uses to replicate in the body. Merck said the findings are more evidence that the drug may help a broad range of patients. Merck plans to seek approval of the product next year for patients who have developed resistance to older HIV medicines and are in most need of new treatments. Previous studies showed that the group can benefit from the medicine. And on that news today, Merck rallied up 28 cents to 40.88. And from our Can't We All Just Get Along department, a Bronx, New York-based community group is challenging National City Corp's acquisition of Fidelity Bank shares and Harbor Florida Bank shares. In a filing with the Federal Reserve Board, Fair Finance Watch claimed that National City charges African Americans and Latinos higher rates than whites and supports predatory lending. Fair Finance is seeking public evidentiary hearings. On that news today, National City has dropped 32 cents to 35.43. Looking at the bond market today, the 30-year long bond dropped nearly a quarter of a point. This boosts the yield on the barrel weather to 5.11%. Oil, after being down nearly a dollar and a half, is down 82 cents, closing at $73.53 a barrel. And gold slipped $7.40 to $637 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
Enjoy a delicious grilled steak, and you can win a trip to Maui during the Grill and Win sweepstakes at Safeway. Every time you purchase Rancher's Reserve tender beef with your club card now through August 29th, you'll be entered to win one of 20 grand prize trips to Maui, plus $1,000 cash. And there are lots of other prizes. Hurry into Safeway today. Visit the Great Grilling Center, where you'll find grilling recipes, tools, and ingredients. Enter the Grill and Win sweepstakes at Safeway. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See store for details. Today, either in-store with your club card or online at Safeway.com, Rancher's Reserve Boneless Beef London Broil is $1.99 a pound. Red Flame or Green Superior Seedless Grapes in the 4-pound container are $3.99 each. And Safeway Select Ice Cream in the 1 3/4 quart size, selected varieties are buy one, get one free. Support the fight against muscular dystrophy. The next time you're at Safeway, look for products with the Isles of Smiles shelf tag to help with funding for this worthy cause. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:26 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And we're talking about the Middle East in the wake of the ceasefire, and I really want to direct your attention. If you want to get a sense of what's going on and what our participation is, I would suggest that you read Seymour Hersh's piece in the current New Yorker, and you can download it, so there's no charge for it. It is really nuanced, and it is excellent. And I would also refer you to David Mamet. The headline of his piece that ran in the Chicago Tribune, bigotry always pins the blame on Jews. It doesn't matter what Jews do. They're always the ones demonized. Now, I want to say this. Israel's not perfect. It sometimes does the wrong thing. But somehow it's always Israel's fault. Hezbollah doesn't get demonized. Hamas doesn't get demonized. And even in the intercepted phone calls where Hamas had pulled away from doing anything terrorist until after the elections, realized that it was losing standing with its base, and so it had to go back into the terrorism business. So what do you do in a case like that? Let's head over to the phones. We have a line open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Nasood in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid, this is Masood. Well, let me clarify a couple of things first. This issue that you're bringing up today has so many different sides and so many different factors and little nuances. I'm not from that area as much as a lot of people might think I'm from that area, and I might be talking a little bit against Israel here, but...
Tell me quickly, because we have lots of people on the line.
You're taking an issue that has so many sides, and you're jumping in the middle of it and then trying to find a resolution, which makes it very, very hard, in my opinion.
Well, I'm sure you're right about that. It's a very complicated story. It's why I've always stayed away from it. But with stuff going on now and in the news, and also what really... rankles is that of all segments, the left has been so anti-Israel, so demonizing of Israel,
in a way
that suggests a kind of anti-Semitism, that I really had to jump in.
That is actually not true at all. I mean, if you look at all the news...
Well, you can say it's not true all you like, but it is true.
No, I've been following this very closely, and all the news I see is that Israel is defending itself. Israel is as a matter of fact, the two soldiers that were caught up by Hezbollah, which I'm not defending Hezbollah, I want to make that clear, were caught up in Lebanese territories. They were not caught up in, they were not kidnapped or captured in inside Israel. So they were on action in Lebanon, first of all.
Well, they were in that farms area that Israel occupies.
I'm sorry?
They were in that farms area that Israel occupies.
Exactly. So now you're saying that Israel is an occupation force. which justifies a little bit of this violence on the other side.
No, it doesn't. You know what? There's nothing here that justifies any of the violence, really. You can make up stories one way or the other. But ever since Israel's inception, his neighbors have wanted it gone, and larger forces have tried to manipulate the people there so that there has been a constant state of war that has gone on now, off and on, for more than 60 years, even before that, but certainly since Israel became a state. So I don't know what the answer is, but I think if you defend yourself, if you're attacked, you have every right to defend yourself. And Israel is always pulling out of the territory. Israel is always pulling out of the territories that it acquires in wars. And you know what? It buys it no peace, really. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Skipper in Folsom, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Thank you for taking my call, Enid. I just wanted to weigh in a little bit. One of the callers previously made the comparison that he wouldn't pull a gun out to if someone punched him in the nose. But if someone came in every day and not only punched you in the nose, but decided to take your nephew or your niece, whatever, it was a lot more than just two soldiers that were kidnapped. Six other soldiers died in the event. Israel isn't allowed to go 0-1. And as they weren't allowed to go 0-1 in the World War II, or the Jewish people were not. They weren't allowed to go 0-1 in 67 or 73. Once people understand that the Muslim or Arab nation wants to do away with the entire concept of Israel and the entire group of Jewish people in the Middle East, then they'll understand why Israel has to defend almost to the extreme on a daily basis.
Not only that, but I have to say this. The world expects more from Israel, and I think Israel has taken on that challenge quite well. I mean, leafleting saying we're going to be hitting you, so get out of the way if you're a civilian. Targeting an apartment building and calling it. I mean, if you're Hezbollah, you're going to split. They're not going to get Hezbollah that way.
And I remember after September 11, 2001, how many people said, now we know how Israel feels, and how far have we regressed back to that point, or September 10th, when they completely forget. You know, people don't realize that the ratio is like 200-1 Israel to the United States or vice versa. And when they lose six people, it's like us losing 600 people.
Well, Skipper, I thank you for making the case. I appreciate your call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The analogy is if we're hit by Al-Qaeda, I mean, I think Al-Qaeda is to us as Hezbollah is to Israel. So what do you do in a case like that? And the real question is, why is Israel more demonized than Hezbollah, than Hamas, for doing what it needs to protect itself? Why is that the case? Is it the world expects more? You know, it's like you can't really win. If you are hauled off to the camps because you're weak, you're reviled. And if you become strong on a scratchy patch of long driveway, then you're still reviled. You really cannot win, I think. 349-1320, we have one line open. John in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
First off, I want to say thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I listen to the show all the time. Two quick things to correct a previous caller about the IRA, or the conflict between England and the IRA.
Mm-hmm.
They had troops in there the whole time. There was never any lack of occupation of Ireland by England. Second, am I still coming through to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, second, I want to say that war is a last resort, and I think that Israel has shown far greater patience than any other nation in any other conflict of this nature has. I mean, they've spent the last 30 years giving back the land that they've taken, trying to broker a peace deal, trying to get some kind of solution, whether it's, you know, a state or internationalizing Jerusalem. All those have been on the table through the whole time.
Yeah, so why are they always demonized?
And that's what I'm saying. I don't demonize them at all, and I wonder why.
Yeah, but why are they are demonized? Even the Washington Post reporting about Israel in a particular story about this latest conflict with Lebanon, you know, how it was a civilian facility, and it wasn't until the sixth or seventh paragraph of the story that they revealed that Hezbollah uses this civilian facility to hide its weapons. So, yeah. But for the first six or seven paragraphs, Israel was the bad guy.
And I fully agree with you. It's a terrible misrepresentation of the conflict.
John, I thank you very much for the call and for setting the record straight. 349-1320 opens up a line. Art in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Art. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Enid, you know, Americans have a very short memory when it comes to history. And your listeners, like Chris and others, I just got out of the car and listened all the way home. They have to understand Israel wasn't put in the middle of another country. When the United Nations created a state of Israel, they also created a state of Palestine. The Arabs rejected it. The Egyptians and the Jordanians broadcast messages and said, leave your homes, we will drive the Jews into the ocean, and then we'll send you back. Well, it didn't work. They started the war in 1948, and Israel survived. What was there before was a territory controlled by Great Britain. Palestine included all of Jordan, all the way out to the Mediterranean Sea. And we have to have people ask, why didn't the Jordanians create a state of Palestine in the West Bank? They controlled the West Bank until 1967. Jordan never saw fit to give the Palestinians a home. Nobody ever asks why. I've never understood why. No commentator talking to the former King Hussein or to Queen Noor, who's on television now because she's an American. Nobody ever asked, why didn't your husband ever create a state for the Palestinians? The fact is that when Britain left the Middle East, you know, Britain created Iraq also.
Right.
Because after World War I, the Ottoman Empire broke up. And the French and the British were in charge of carving up the Middle East. As early as 1912, the British government issued the Balfour Declaration that said, we will create a Jewish state before the Holocaust. But they never quite got around to it until they were really ready to get the hell out of Jordan. And they just left. And the Jordanians, honestly, are controlled by, it's called the Hashemite Kingdom. Those are the people who are the royalty. There are more Palestinians in Jordan than there are Hashemites. And for a long time, the Palestine Liberation Organization fought bloody battles inside Jordan. And they were slaughtered by the Jordanian government, which is why Yasser Arafat took the Palestinians into Lebanon. And that's why fighting started in Lebanon, because the Jordanians kicked the Palestinians out of Jordan. And nobody ever wants to remember that history. They just remember that Israel was placed there. They have to remember that in 1948 there was a partition, and the United Nations created an Arab state, a Palestinian state, right next to an Israeli state. If they look at any of the maps of the 1948 Declaration of the United Nations, the Arabs, the Palestinians, had their state. They chose not to accept the United Nations.
That's right. You're right about that. It's a very good history lesson, aren't it?
Well, and it's the fact that makes me very angry whenever anybody like Chris calls and says, you put a country in somebody else's land. There was never, never a country of Palestine. It was a territory controlled by the British after World War I.
Well, you know, I think they always thought, the Arabs always thought that they were going to do better and they were going to oust Israel, and they were never able to do it.
Well, that's right, and that's what they said to their people when the partition was made. Get out of there, and we'll drive the Jews into the Mediterranean.
That's
we'll send you back.
That's right, and it didn't happen. Oh. And at any point, when peace could be breaking out there, the interests the countries and so on, in whose interest it is to keep the pot boiling, kept the pot boiling.
Well,
you saw the Seymour Hersh intercept on a conversation with a Syrian that Hamas had laid low, but it saw that its standing with Palestinians slipped, and so it needed to get back into the terrorism business.
Yes, but Americans who have no sense of history have drunk the Kool-Aid. They have drunk the Kool-Aid that says Israel is occupying another country. They're not occupying a country at all. There was no country. It was territory that Jordan controlled. Jordan controlled the West Bank. Egypt controlled Gaza. And they didn't ever make a Palestinian state between 1948 and 1967. You think they had time to make a Palestinian state, don't you? But they chose not to.
They were busy being terrorists. It takes up all your time.
Well, they were busy keeping Palestinians in squalid refugee camps.
That's right.
And if you look, you talk about Israel being a country the size of a driveway. Let anybody look at the map and look at all the Arab countries around Israel and wealthy Arab countries like Saudi Arabia, who didn't do a damn thing to create Palestinian homeland. In the West Bank, they could have had a flowering country, just like Israel had one, because they were smart enough to irrigate, and the American Jews helped them with a lot of money, no doubt about that. And Israel, you're right, isn't always correct. And they did suit some atrocities against Palestinian villages when Begin and the Irgun were fighting for the rights of Israel. back in the 30s and 40s. You know, in war, like Neli, good people do bad things sometimes. And no, you know, nobody's perfect. Israel's not perfect. I'm so glad to hear you say that. We all know that. But all this business of Israel was put down in somebody else's land is just plain nonsense.
All right, I'm delighted that you set the record straight, and I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I mean, Goldstein, you're listening to... we're trying to get our signal straight. Listening to... Ooh, what are you listening to? The Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yes, Enid, today is the Monday edition of Enid Live, and of course, the traffic and the weather. You guys, 87 it is here in the River City. Our traffic, 50 over top of the mountain, nice and congested, we see. I'm slowing down 99 southbound, there right by Fruit Ridge Road, all the way to Mack Road, Elk Grove Boulevard, and I believe right after Elk Grove Boulevard, headed towards Galt, southbound 99. We do have a three-car collision there. Southbound I-5, just south of River Road. We have a collision there stopping traffic in northbound I-5 westbound 50. Four cars, no further details though, but I'm pretty sure four cars is stopping traffic over there in South Sac. Fair Oaks Boulevard at Wayside Lane, four cars. No injuries though, but blocking the lane. Back with more Enid Live. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that increases mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. But you can remove these dangers with a Humidex ventilation unit. Here's what one homeowner wrote.
We had a dehumidifier in our basement, but it never got rid of the dampness and musty odors. Whenever my children went downstairs to play, their asthma always got worse. We had a Humidex installed, and I can't believe the results. Within a few days, the odors were gone, and the kids were feeling much better.
With Humidex, there's no maintenance, no buckets to empty, no filters. For just pennies a day, Humidex provides moisture control and fresher, healthier air. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call now for a free Humidex brochure. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-663-2180. That's 1-800-663-2180. Or log on to MakeYourHomeFresher.com. That's MakeYourHomeFresher.com.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do, like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month, and they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
Whether you've thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesquois and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
7:43 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We have one line open, 349-1320 or 866-620-1320. We're talking about the Middle East. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about the history of it, and we're getting some really good calls about it, pro and con. And one of the things that I have a real problem with is that no matter what Israel does, it gets demonized. Now, I think there are a lot of good people who are not anti-Semitic, but who are taking the left position to easily demonize Israel. But there are a lot of people for whom demonizing Israel is just another code for being anti-Semitic. It's hard to know sometimes which is which. 349-1320. Jim, Rancho Cordova, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. Thank you for the gentleman who was the previous caller. That was a history lesson in itself, and it was great. The reason why I think that everybody's hammering Israel is plain and simple anti-Semitism, and I'm sorry to say that I listen to both left and right radio stations, and the left is far more anti-Semitic than the
right. That's what's really troubling, and that's why I read David Mamet's piece. David Mamet is pretty good, and I love his work as a playwright and as a director and all of that stuff, a film director as well. But that's exactly his point, that it doesn't matter what the Jews do, it doesn't matter what the Israelis do, they're always demonized. They give back the land, they do things that are unheard of, no other country is expected to do it, and they still get demonized.
Yes, and it's really a shame. The gentleman that called previously was, he explained a lot of things that I didn't even know. And I often wonder why they demonize Israel when Saudi Arabia and now Iran are far more anti-Semitic than...
Well, I have to say also that the terrorists and Israel, they've all sort of locked in a dance of death with each other, but how is it that Hezbollah doesn't get demonized? How is it that Hamas doesn't get demonized? They're seen as somehow as freedom fighters, which is preposterous. They're terrorists.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. James in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
How you doing, Enid?
Doing well, James.
I wanted to address the problem. A lot of people don't have a problem with Israel fighting to defend themselves, but they're going at it kind of like using a machine gun to swat a fly. And you know, it's kind of like equivalent to the LAPD telling everyone in South Central LA to get out because they're going to bomb the whole place to root out the Crips and the Bloods. I mean,
if rockets are coming in and targeting civilians, what do you do exactly? You say, well, if they're going to come in with 10 rockets, we're going to go out with 10 rockets at them, or are you just going to go at them?
Okay, but look, I'm just saying that Israel, they're falling right into Hezbollah's trap. By indiscriminately bombing
Hezbollah knows, but what about, wait, now why is Israel indiscriminately bombing and Hezbollah is not indiscriminately bombing?
Okay, I'm not talking about, okay, Hezbollah are the established bad guys, so they're going to do the bad
thing. Yeah, but Hezbollah knows where the military installations are, and they deliberately bomb the civilian areas, and they hide behind civilians in Lebanon. But I only hear that Israel is doing the wrong thing, not that Hezbollah is doing the wrong thing.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there has to be a better, I mean, strategically, this whole bombing campaign that Israel went through, it completely failed. So, I mean, it didn't completely fail,
but it wasn't a plus.
I'm saying that you can't tell people to leave their homes and then bomb the roads bomb the only roads that are the way out of the city.
But James, I want you to answer me. Why is it that Israel is somehow wrong, but Hezbollah, who targets civilian parts of Israel when it could go right after the military and it knows where the military installations are, I don't hear you putting Hezbollah down.
Let me tell you, what I'm saying,
I'm asking you, answer that question. Why don't you put Hezbollah down? If you're going to do it to Israel, why not Hezbollah also?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Hezbollah, they're the enemy. They're the bad guys. We, Israel, are the, they're the ones that are reasonable, that we can, that you can talk to.
So then therefore you can demonize the reasonable ones. So you get slapped twice. You're reasonable and you get demonized on top of it. See, James, I think you expect more from and are harder on Israel. And I think that's the problem. 349-1320. Mark in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, that was definitely a good history lesson that I heard there from the gentleman before then.
Yeah, Art and Folsom, that was very good.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. You know, American people need to wake up because, like, there's 253 families here in the United States that had their sons and daughters blown up in Lebanon by Hezbollah. Then again, in Yemen, we had a ship that was blown up by the same terrorist organization, and the United States hasn't done a thing against them. But let them continue to grow stronger, survive, and then Israel stands up for two of its soldiers. Well, hey, you know, I'm behind them 1,000% because they stood up for something that they believe in. They're not.
And they're becoming, in a way, a stalking horse for us. We aren't taking care of business, but we're sending Israel to do it, apparently.
Exactly.
With mixed results. They didn't do this well, that well on this one. I think everybody was surprised at the high-tech capabilities and how well-trained Hezbollah was.
That's true. And it's about time that hopefully the people get out there and vote and get some people in office that are actually going to do something to protect U.S. citizens for a change.
Well, that would be nice instead of all our first responders are in Iraq right now. Mark, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have 67 for the low tonight. We're sitting right around 87, 88 here in the River City. Our traffic beginning, it looks like Benning Street and Orangevale. We do have a four-car accident there. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Eastbound 50 just east of Sunrise Boulevard, a two-car crash. They got into it. No injuries, though, but blocking the lane. And Fair Oaks Boulevard just east of Manzanita Avenue, a couple of cars there that have got into it, but no injuries, thank goodness. Northbound I-5 to westbound 50, another car crash. Five vehicles, that's the five vehicle I want to talk to you about. They are stopping traffic, emergency vehicles on every lane. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Carol Cassie, we've got some news for you. Your kids are teenagers, neither of them have cell phones, and you still have dial-up. In this day and age, that's not cool, Carol. Trust us, their friends are talking about you. Luckily, AT&T has some plans that can help, like home phone, high-speed internet, and singular wireless starting at just $95 a month. Choose the internet speed you need, choose the number of phones and minutes you need, and bingo, you're a cool mom. And right now with AT&T, you can get a free Razor phone, so you'll be a cool mom and a smart mom, too. So that's Carol's world. For everybody who's not Carol, if we can crank up the cool in her world, then we can deliver the right options to you, too. Visit att.com or call 1-800-PICK-ATT, and you can be the coolest parent in the neighborhood. No offense, Carol. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Free Black or Silver Motorola Razor after $100 rebate with 2-year commitment and qualifying AT&T services. Taxes, other charges, and the FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-270-0387 toll-free or visit att.com/bundle details. Not available in all areas.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble with just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief, 1-888-808-3939. 3939.
My back was killing me for 20 years.
We're talking today with John Dietisch from Orangevale about the Good Feet store.
My back was pretty much in constant agony. It almost destroyed my life.
What did you try for relief?
I was willing to try anything, from drugstore remedies to doctors, even saw specialists. But relief, I didn't get any relief.
How'd you find the Good Feet store?
A friend of mine had been to the Good Feet store and actually sent me there. From the moment the folks at Good Feet Custom fit me with their arch support system, I began feeling better.
So Good Feet relieved your suffering?
I won't leave home now without them. Good Feet Arch Support saved my back and my life.
Do you have back issues, sore feet, tired legs, or heel problems? Take control of your life and come to the Good Feet store. Good Feet makes over 300 different arch supports here in the U.S. to fit most any need, any shoe, any lifestyle, and most come with a lifetime warranty. The Good Feet store, America's number one arch support in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Fairfield, and Stockton. Call 1-866-FIT-FEET, 1-866-FITFEET, like Paige says.
Everybody needs Good Feet.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
5:54 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about the Middle East. We're talking about the demonization of Israel, no matter what it does. Bob in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, Bob Holderness here. Hey, I wanted to say that I thought this was a good time to revisit the legacy of Yitzhak Rabin, who, as you may recall, is the prime minister who led the Oslo Accords, where the Israelis sat down with Yasser Arafat and began a peace process, which regrettably was curtailed when Rabin was assassinated in November 1995.
Well, it was also curtailed when Yasser Arafat, who would have gotten about 98% of what he wanted, just said no.
No question, and it would be interesting to know what role the Republicans had in encouraging him to find a better deal with Bush rather than a Clinton or Gore presidency. But my only point is that Rabin understood the strategic importance of Israel finding a way to find peace with his neighbors, and he understood that it was very difficult, and Yasser Arafat was exhibit number one in the difficulty scenario. And I think the Israelis need to reassess Rabin's insight and see how it applies to today, and because they can't afford to have a billion Muslims chasing them. They'll be fighting all the time.
I think they would love to be at peace, but the question is, if a lot of interests are involved in keeping the pot boiling, what happens? How are you going to keep it at bay?
I think you got to pick them off one at a time, and that's what...
All right, so if you were running the country, who would you pick off?
I guess right now it'd have to be Hezbollah because they're the ones that are front and center.
Well,
the Palestinians myself,
but they're the front.
But either way, I mean, you got to do it. I mean, he has to do it. And the illustration is, if all of the neighbors had the same attitudes of Hezbollah and had the same military discipline of Hezbollah, Israel would be in a huge mess, a lot worse than it is today.
That's exactly right. And the thing is also that Hezbollah threw Lebanon right under the bus. I mean, Lebanon has been set back a decade, which is very sad, very sad.
Of course. But and I think that the answer is, I mean, you know, I know a lot of your earlier callers were saying these guys did bad things and those guys, and I think everybody has enough bad things on their shoulder in this thing, but that isn't the issue. It's not
well, the real solution would be to figure out a way to work it out. That's
right,
what you want to have happen
start.
There, but you have powerful interests that have no interest in working it out.
I know, but you got to start somewhere. I'm not there, so I can't say whether
I agree with you. You do have
Hamas
to
Hamas or Hezbollah, but they got to start with one of them and see where it takes them.
Well,
that's
I agree.
All I got.
In principle, I agree with you. Bob, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Stephen in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I like art. Art gave us a good lesson.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Liner bombing plot as investigators follow the money trail. Correspondent Sheila McVicker in London reports some of the funding for the terrorist conspiracy was apparently pilfered from donations to Pakistani earthquake relief last year.
Community leaders say that some of these young men traveled to Pakistan ostensibly to help out after the earthquake. Investigators believe they also attended militant training camps there.
Three men under arrest in Pakistan are charged with sending laundered money to the plotters in Britain. Nearly 400 soldiers thought they were home free after a long tour of duty in Iraq, but now 300 of them have been ordered back for as long as 4 months to help beef up security in Baghdad. Phil Boyce is an Army spokesman at Fort Wainwright, Alaska, where the troops are based.
There have been previous precedents for units like this that have been extended. What is somewhat unusual here is that in the process of the extension, a number of soldiers, 378, had already returned.
They were the first of their 3,900-member unit to get home. Most of the troops were still in Iraq when their orders were changed. Victims of Hurricane Katrina living in FEMA trailers might not be as secure as they thought they were. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen has the story.
FEMA says the keys that open one FEMA trailer may open as many as 50 more. They say it's a security risk and one they're going to act on. They're going to be replacing the locks on as many as 118,000 FEMA trailers. They're blaming a shortage of lock makers. They say they could only find three contractors to make the locks for the trailers. So one trailer keys may open a neighbor's trailer or another one along the Gulf Coast. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The market had small gains today. The Dow up 9 points to 11,097. NASDAQ gained 11 points to close at 2,069. And the price of oil fell 82 cents. This is CBS News.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging. And the right way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's Spam, Spyware, and IM Firewall. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
On the bird flu watch, a new but apparently minor development, CBS News correspondent John Harchie reports.
Preliminary screening has discovered a type of bird flu in mute swans in Michigan.
The samples in question were collected as part of our routine surveillance program.
The Agriculture Department's Ron DeHaven says there does not appear to be a risk to humans.
Testing has ruled out the possibility that this is the highly pathogenic H5N1 virus that has spread through much of Asia, Europe, and Africa.
That has killed at least 138 people. And so far, there's been no sign of it in North America. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
President Bush has accomplished what many of his predecessors wished they could do. He's evicted the press from the White House. It's only temporary. Reporters have been relocated to temporary offices across Pennsylvania Avenue while their regular workspace gets some long-overdue renovations, including asbestos removal, new air conditioning, and new seating in the briefing room. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Need auto insurance? For the best buy, call NBI, 1-800-483-4-NBI, or check out the website at nbiauto.com. License number OB97951.
On News 10's Christina Mendonca, tonight at 11, increased airport security could be hurting one of California's most high-profile and largest industries. We'll have the story at 11 on News 10.
The Morning Retort, Scott and Sim.
First, I love listening to you guys in the morning. Your opinions are, you know, they're not way out there, but you guys are making great points. I love listening to you.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. And I just thank you guys for making good points there every day.
Thanks a lot. And anytime we're off base, feel free to check in and re-listen in.
Scott and Sim, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 4 of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7, and we have been talking about a lot of things today. We started the show by talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and how his team has pulled him out of the, ratings doldrums, where he was failing, and now he's leading 8 points ahead of Phil Angelides, and Angelides looks like he's missing in action. I haven't read much about any of his positions. I don't see his name much in the paper. I don't see what traction he's getting. The stories I do see indicate that he's behind on his fundraising and that the Democratic money is not flowing to him. So clearly there are problems in that campaign. And I was asking the question, and I continue to ask the question, what has Arnold done for you? What has he done for the state of California in the last couple of years? We have also been talking about Seymour Hersh's piece, and it is just a tremendous piece in the New Yorker magazine. He has incredible context, intelligence, both in the intelligence community and the military, and he has talked about the role that the administration played in this recent Israel-Hezbollah exercise in advanced futility, and it is very nuanced, and it really you get a sense of how complicated everything is. And so we have been talking about that, and also about David Mamet's piece in the Chicago Tribune, the playwright David Mamet, talking about how a lot of criticism about Israel is really just anti-Semitism in disguise, and maybe not even very well disguised. And it has been my thought as well. Paul Krugman, you'll be seeing it in tomorrow's Sacramento Bee, is talking about the administration, and he says, he starts his column this way: just 2 days after 9/11, I learned from congressional staffers that Republicans on Capitol Hill were already exploiting the atrocity, trying to use it to push through tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy. 2 days after 9/11, this is what this administration was up to. 2 days after 9/11, Dick Cheney has the nerve to say that a vote for Ned Lamont is a vote for Al-Qaeda, or that somehow we're less safe if Joe Lieberman doesn't get back in. These people are shameless. And Krugman goes on. So he said he learned that just 2 days after the atrocity, they were using, not only was the administration using 9/11 as a way to curtail our civil liberties, to create a police state to surveil us, but also to exploit the atrocity by using it to push through tax cuts for corporations and the wealthy. I wrote about that subject the next day, warning that politicians who wrap themselves in the flag while relentlessly pursuing their usual partisan agendas are not true patriots. Well, of course they're not. The response from readers was furious. Fury not at the politicians, but at me for suggesting that such an outrage was even possible. How can I say that to my young son, demanded one angry correspondent. I wonder, says Krugman, what he says to his son these days. We now know that from the very beginning, the Bush administration and its allies in Congress saw the terrorist threat not as a problem to be solved, but as a political opportunity to be exploited. Let me give you that again. Not as a problem, 9/11, terrorism, not as a problem to be solved, but as a political opportunity to be exploited. One of the things that has become clear in looking at Arnold Schwarzenegger, and his poll numbers have come back up again, and he's got an 8-point lead, he knows how to tell a story, he knows how to write a script for himself, and he knows how to exploit whatever's going on and tell you what you want to hear. And that is exactly what this administration has done as well. More outrageously, probably, than Schwarzenegger, but maybe not. And here's the question to ask, whether we're going to fall for another story again. This administration and Schwarzenegger, they can spin a good story. You know, in Schwarzenegger's case, he's Rocky. He's coming back up again. He was down for the count, but he's coming back up again. You know, he's got a new can of chestnut makeup, and he's ready to rock and roll. He's got a couple of Democrats on staff. He's got some of Cheney's and Rove's old people surrounding him, and he is going to step on the gas. He's going to tell you a story that you're going to want to pay $10 to go and see. 349-1320. Well, if you don't pay the $10, at least he'll take your vote in exchange. But here is this administration already exploiting 9/11 before the ashes were still steaming. So what Krugman is saying, they saw 9/11 and the terror threat, not as a problem to be solved, but as a political opportunity to be exploited. And he goes on to say, the story of the latest terror plot makes the administration's fecklessness and cynicism on terrorism clearer than ever. Fecklessness, colon. The administration has always pinched pennies when it comes to actually defending America against terrorist attacks. And, you know, that really just infuriates me, that this administration pinches pennies when it comes to really defending us. But it wants to give the richest Americans greater tax cuts. There isn't that much money around, and it wants the richer to be even more rich than they are at this moment. Now we learn that terrorism experts have known about the threat of liquid explosives for years, but that the Bush administration did nothing about that threat until now and tried to divert funds from programs that might have actually helped to protect us. As the British terror plot was unfolding, reports the Associated Press, the Bush administration quietly tried to take away $6 million that was supposed to be spent this year developing new explosives detection technology. So this administration, it tells you that it's going to make you safer. It's trying to remove money from the budget that would develop the technology that would make you safer. This is an administration that only wants to exploit 9/11 for its political opportunities. It doesn't want to actually defend you against terrorist attacks. Cynicism. Republicans have consistently portrayed their opponents as weak on terrorism, if not actually in sympathy with the terrorists. Remember the 2002 TV ad in which Senator Max Cleland of Georgia, a man who left three of his limbs, I think, in Vietnam, was pictured with Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein? Now we have Dick Cheney suggesting that voters in the Democratic primary in Connecticut were lending aid and comfort to Al-Qaeda, like Al-Qaeda was hanging out in Connecticut bowling polling places. Above all, he concludes his column, many Americans now understand the extent to which Bush abused the trust the nation placed in him after 9/11. Americans no longer believe that he is someone who will keep them safe, and many did even in 2004. The pathetic response to Hurricane Katrina and the disaster in Iraq have seen to that. All Mr. Bush and his party can do at this point is demonize their opposition. And my guess is, and I hope Krugman's right about this, is that the public won't go for it, that Americans are fed up with leadership that has nothing to hope for but fear itself. That is exactly what this leadership is selling you, fear. It's not selling you inspiration. It's not selling you a can-do attitude. It is selling you and manipulating you by fear. And I hope we have begun to see through that. And I wonder if we have. And I wonder what your views are about this. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Dan, in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to say, you were talking about exploiting 9/11. If you remember right, Israel rolled tanks into Palestine on September 12, 2001.
I don't remember, but tell me what your point is.
Well, the United States wasn't the only one exploiting 9/11.
Why is Israel the demon here, Dan?
Excuse me?
Why is Israel the demon?
Why is Israel the demon?
Yes, why is Israel the demon? I don't hear you say Hezbollah did this or Hamas did that. It's Israel. Why is that the case?
speaking of Hezbollah, I was speaking of September 12th.
I'm asking you this question. Why is Israel? Because what you're trying to do is paint a picture of Israel exploiting a situation. And I want to know why you are only talking about Israel and you're not talking about Hezbollah or the catalyst that causes Israel to do what it does sometimes and not always does the right thing. I don't hear you saying anything. It's Israel being demonized. And I want to know why that is.
So you're saying I'm demonized?
I'm asking you why you're demonizing Israel. Yes.
Well, okay. Well, yesterday you said that the Jews bought.
I didn't say anything yesterday because it was Sunday, and I didn't have a show on Sunday. So, Dan, get your facts straight, number one. And number two, I want to know why Israel is the one being demonized and not Hezbollah or Hamas. If you're going to do it all across the board.
Oh, I see what you're asking. You're asking me why everybody's demonizing Israel?
No. You don't get the question, and I don't think you have an answer for me. The question is, why do you want to demonize Israel and not Hamas or Hezbollah or what prompts Israel to do what it does? It's not acting in a vacuum.
I didn't call to demonize Israel. I called to let you know that the American...
Yes, you did call to demonize Israel.
Huh?
Yes, you did.
No.
You absolutely did. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I just got this email from Bonnie, and this is a group that meets to demonize Israel routinely, and they're doing more of it. Let's see. This is a group, this is a march to defend Lebanon and Palestine. Several organizations, here's how it starts out. There are two emergency marches. Several organizations are sponsoring these events to seek to defend the people of Palestine and Lebanon against the atrocious criminal acts that the terrorist state of Israel, and Israel's misspelled here, has inflicted upon the people of these two regions. So let me read you this paragraph again. Several organizations are sponsoring events to defend the people of Palestine and Lebanon against the atrocious criminal acts that the terrorist state of Israel has inflicted upon the people of these two regions. You know, I think these people who are putting this stuff out are so misguided, and really, they might not cotton to being anti-Semitic, but I really think that they must be, because if they really knew the story is way more complicated than calling Israel all these names, and that the people of Palestine and Lebanon are so pristine, and Israel is so terrorist and such a demon, and so on. You may want to comment, and you know who these people are. These are the Pearsies, who have had a great reputation in the left community, and they are friends of Cindy Sheehan's, but they are so nastily anti-Israel that you got to wonder what their anger is all about and what's really brewing in them, and how you can mask, you just have to wonder when you see sentences like that you have to defend the people of Palestine and Lebanon against the atrocious criminal acts that the terrorist state of Israel. It's not the people of Israel. See, it's the people of Palestine and Lebanon. No mention of Hezbollah. No mention of Hamas. It's the wonderful, pristine people of these two places. But it isn't the people of Israel. We don't care about them. It's the terrorist state of Israel has inflicted the atrocious criminal acts. What about the atrocious criminal acts that Hezbollah, in concert with Lebanon, in concert with Iran, have inflicted on Israel? How about that? We are only getting a really one-sided view of it. And it is troubling that this is all coming from the left, because a lot of it sounds to me like anti-Semitism. Couched as anti-Israel, and coming from the left is so surprising. You might have thought that it might come from the right, but in fact the right has been very supportive of Israel, which is very odd. I think they're waiting for the rapture to come, so Israel is I don't know what's going to happen. It's a strange bedfellows. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Paul Krugman's column, you're going to see it tomorrow in the Sacramento Bee. What are you saying about this administration is that it used 9/11 not only create a police state, but also exploited the atrocity, trying to use it to push through tax cuts for corporations and the rich. 2 days after 9/11. And he goes on to say, we now know that from the very beginning, the Bush administration and its allies in Congress saw the terrorist threat not as a problem to be solved, but as a political opportunity to be exploited. And when you think about what this administration is selling, the only thing it's got to sell is fear. Remember what Franklin Roosevelt said in the height of the Depression, when Americans were so down and out, when the employment rate was something at like in the 80s%, 90%. I mean, it was enormous. Nobody had anything. And he was trying to bolster people, not trying to use fear to manipulate them. And that is when he famously said, trying to inspire us, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But when you are bankrupt in terms of ideas, when you have no ideas, and when you are incompetent, and when you are actually complicit in 9/11, if not actively complicit, certainly passively complicit, by being warned that it will happen and then sitting back and doing nothing, when you are completely morally bankrupt, bankrupt of any kind of substance, the only thing you've got to sell is fear. And since these people are brilliant marketing people, they have been brilliant at selling fear. The question is, are we stupid enough to take the bait again? That is the question, and I wonder what you think. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid, lows tonight right around 69. Highs coming up for the next couple of days, 92 or 93. We're at 89 here in the River City. Our traffic cleaning up, looking pretty good. 50 over top of the mountain, going about 55, 60. Eastbound 50, though, just east of Sunrise Boulevard. On the right-hand side, we do have a two-car crash. And that's about it. Thank goodness. We're looking pretty good. You guys can log on and email Enid at 1320leftchannel.com. And check out traffic and weather for the next couple of days in case you're planning on taking a trip. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time at Sleep Train, purchase any Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, Simmons, Beauty Rest, Sealy Posturepedic, or Stearns and Foster mattress set, and you'll pay no sales tax. Plus, on approved credit, you'll sleep free for up to 12 months. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Here's the story of Peg, Meg, and Sue. Come to Jackson Rancheria. It's what they love to do. Nickel and penny slots are often the choices. You can hear the excitement well up in their voices. Well, these sweet and sassy seniors got truly inspired. Stayed more than a few hours than were required. First Peg hit a jackpot, next Meg, then Sue. Now at Jackson Rancheria, we call them the Wrecking Crew. At Jackson Rancheria, we call Peg, Meg, and Sue dream catchers. People have discovered that we're so much more than a casino. Perhaps you have too. Jackson Rancheria, are you a dream catcher?
Stop by the Raging River Restaurant at Jackson Rancheria Casino for the $2.95 breakfast special. Bacon, two eggs, hash browns, wheat toast, and coffee or tea. Available Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. till 11 a.m.
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get this deep in debt, but now you need a way out. A way to relieve the anxiety. A way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-866-626-6444. Debt Settlement USA understands what too much debt can do. Like the persistent calls from bill collectors, the late fees, the emotional stress. Talk to Debt Settlement USA. They save over $1 million for their clients each month. And they can help get you back in control again, too. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA right now for a free consultation. 1-866-626-6444. They can negotiate huge reductions and help you become debt-free faster than you think. Call Debt Settlement USA right now. 1-866-626-6444. 1-866-626-6444.
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you. With high-quality personal care.
At an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm thinking for my little baby, cause she makes me feel good. She's so fine, don't need.
6:24 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. It's been pretty lively today, and I want to throw some more things into the conversation. You have an administration that all it has to sell you is fear. I don't know what Arnold is selling. I don't know if he's selling fear, but he's not selling inspiration either. Phil ought to be selling inspiration. If he can sell some inspiration, I think he'll do himself some good. But I don't know what Arnold is selling other than he's Rocky and he's back up and he's going to do it and, you know, he's up in the numbers. And I don't know why people think he's going to be a good governor because he's had a couple years to prove himself. And I don't see that he's done any remarkable job, but you may have some observations to make. And what Paul Krugman, who is an economist, he's a columnist for the New York Times, and he teaches at Princeton, he's saying that just 2 days after 9/11, the administration was already exploiting 9/11 to push through tax cuts for the rich and for corporations. Well, I want to add to this conversation that on August 24th, children assigned to the John D. Rockefeller Fundamental Education Center I believe it's in Ohio. It's one of these really poor performing schools. It's in a gritty neighborhood outside of Cleveland or in Cleveland. It has failed to make academic progress for 3 years in a row. So here's what they did. Because it was performing so poorly, and when you perform that poorly, I guess there's a kind of a regulation in place where they bring in coaches. They bring in, 3 years ago when this school performed poorly, failed to make any academic progress for the third year in a row, it qualified this poorly performing school for state assistance. So a team of specially trained master teachers were sent in, and they are called coaches. The coaches boosted school spirit, passed along expert teaching advice, and shaped a winning curriculum. The students made enough progress to escape the dreaded list of failing schools, but as soon as the school made some progress, the coaches left, and they were shipped out. Once they sent in the coaches to help the problem, the school performance improved. And I am not surprised. One of the things I've said, it doesn't matter how innovative the program is, it always involves paying a lot of attention to you. Is it a program of homelessness? Well, they're getting people off the street now. They don't even have to get off drugs. Just get them into a place to live because it's cheaper for the state that way. And it's a good idea. Get them a place to live. And when you have that foundation of a place to live, then you can think about getting off of drugs. Then you can think about solving your problems, your mental health problems, getting some job training, etc. And all of that requires a support system. And support system is just a shorthand word for attention. People pay attention to you, and they're there with resources and services that can be useful to you. So here is a terribly underperforming school in a gritty part of Cleveland. And instead of running away from the problem with vouchers, and vouchers aren't cheap, use the money instead of vouchers. And here's the administration, which here was a study about whether or not public or private schools did better, and guess what? They do about the same, give or take. Just about the same. So what is the point of running away to a private school with public funds? It's ridiculous. It's a way of running away from the problem. If you've got an underperforming school, and if you have underperforming students, then bring in these coaches, these master teachers who can... who are expert teachers who shape a winning curriculum, who know how to do it. Well, why don't we do it? Because there's not the money. Well, why isn't there the money? Because we're giving more and more tax breaks to the richest Americans. Because even after 9/11, 2 days after 9/11, they're trying to push through tax breaks to corporations and to the richest Americans. So how are you going to fund this stuff? If the rich people are getting the rich people to whom more is given, more is demanded, more is required, more is expected. If you were lucky and you did well, maybe a lot of people inherited money, maybe they won the lotto of life, maybe they got lucky in what they do, but if you have been lucky, then I think you have a moral obligation to give back. And Warren Buffett is the best example of that. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. So USA Today has got a debate about it. Don't pay kids to flee schools. Help states pay for coaches. Dispatching a team of outside education experts is a proven success. But Ohio has limited funds to pay for coaches. Michigan ran into the same problem with its coaching program. Asked why master teachers have to be pulled from barely recovered schools, the director of the Michigan program answered, "We're not Santa Claus. They don't have the money." So here's the school just getting back on its legs, and guess what? That's when the coaches leave. That's when the expert teachers head out to the next problem area. So in order to get them back, you got to fail again, which is the worst incentive. The incentive should be to perform. So here we're kind of in a hole. We're in an administration that sells you not inspiration, it sells you fear. It manipulates you with fear. Fear is all it has to offer us. It doesn't actually prevent, it hasn't actually, it's penny pinch when it comes to defending us against terrorism, trying to pull money out of programs that will develop devices that scan for explosives. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and we don't send anyone in to help you until you fail. And the minute you look like you might succeed, we pull them out so that you can fail again. Mark in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, Mark.
You're dead wrong.
I am?
Bottom line is...
What am I dead wrong about?
I'm a great example. My kids are in private school. I have to work two jobs in order for that to happen. And that school that you're talking about with the coaches, when the coaches were removed, the school education started going down. Because what actually matters in education is the parent involvement. Not spending more money to... bringing coaches just to have them leave again. If the coaches would have stayed, that would have kept the program going at its high level. But finding those rare teachers who can inspire and teach properly is the hard part. And then the parent involvement is the other part.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, there is a brand new study out that says there's not much difference between public and private schools. They perform about equally well. That is you can look that up.
I have. If you look at the way the study was conducted, that's where the questions come in, because every study prior to that and studies that have done since are showing that there is a difference, and a key difference is parent involvement.
Well, I'm sure parent involvement is important, but I'm going to take the results of the study, and you can go and question it all you like, and if you're paying to put your kids... Now, are you not in a good school district that you're putting your kids into a private school? Are you? In a religious school?
We have bad schools in Folsom, and I have our kids in the private school for that reason, the high school specifically.
What was wrong with the Folsom with the high school in the district? Well, first of all, are they in a Christian school or no?
They are in a Catholic school.
Okay.
The high school problem was you have a school in Folsom designed for 1,800 kids, and they have almost 3,000 students in it.
And how are kids are performing in that high school? Is it a high quality of teaching there, even though it's an overcrowded school?
It's got quality teaching, but when you look at the averages across the board, they're below average.
Okay, and are you in the education business or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you've got your kids into Catholic schools, and what does it cost to put your kids in Catholic high schools?
Why did they put them in Catholic
high schools? What does it cost? What does it cost to do that?
It runs anywhere between $800 and $1,000 a month.
So for the school year, what, about $8,000 a year?
About $8,000 a year.
Okay.
You talk about the tax breaks for the rich,
uh-huh.
And that, again, making a broad brush, that's completely wrong. Most of the people that are in the school are not rich. They are middle class.
Why are you jumping around from tax breaks to the rich to the people in your school? What's the association?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Why did you jump from an administration that used 9/11 to get tax breaks for the rich 2 days after 9/11 to the people in your school? What is the association?
Well, you were saying earlier in your conversation before I came online how they're always giving tax breaks to the rich, talking about vouchers and things of that nature.
I'm talking about tax breaks for the rich, and so we have less monies to implement the kinds of programs that would be good for education, not running away for vouchers, but would be really good, would really support this kind of master teaching level. You had a lawsuit recently in the state of California regarding the exit exams, and the judge concluded even though he's not going to award diplomas to the 20,000 kids who failed the exit exams, he concurs or concedes that the distribution of resources is not equal in California. And if you're you're in a gritty, poor neighborhood, you're not getting that quality of teaching, you're not getting the resources, and you're not getting the help you need to pass that exit exam.
And they've been throwing money at those programs.
Well, I'm not talking about money. Money is part of the issue. Money is part of the issue, and attention is part of the issue. And when you're in a poor school district where there isn't sufficient attention, when you bring in these really terrific teachers that can inspire people, it costs money to do it, and it does the job. So are you going to say, it's not a good expenditure to do that?
It's in North Sacramento, which I grew up in, is still a poor district today.
I'm asking you, Mark, but I'm asking you a question. When you can pay, when you can get these coaches in, and it's a problem of financing, or they would be in more of these failing schools, when you can get them in and they can solve the problem or help to solve the problem, isn't that a wise expenditure of money? Isn't that be a good thing to have?
Solve the problem, but they...
Mark, I'm asking you, isn't that a good thing to have? Wouldn't you like to have that at that high school? You would have saved $8,000 a year per student.
Actually, if you can prove to me that that is the case in even half the time, that would be great. But you can't do that either, because that study was one school.
Mark, you want to fault the study, and I'm glad you've got your kids in a school that you're happy with, and that's a nice thing. But I don't see how you can argue that having coaches in these underperforming schools is a bad thing. And I think that's what I think that's where our real richness lies is in our citizenry. And to let these people go by the board so that they can barely function in life and crowd the system, the system siphoning off funds from the system, sucking off the system. Resources, sucking from the system of resources, when they're older and they're non-functioning in a tough and very competitive society, is a better expenditure to get them to perform earlier in life. So I don't know how you can be against that.
Yeah, I apologize for speaking over you, but you need to look at more than one study.
I don't know how you can be against it, and you're not addressing the issues I'm bringing up. You start sliding around to North Sac and West Sac and this, that, and the study wasn't right. And I'm saying when we have the money to provide master teachers in more of these failing schools, these students begin to perform. And I think that's what you want if you want a society that is really functioning, that functions for more people, not just the rich. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather from the left tonight, lows right around 69. By morning, we'll probably see 57, and we're sitting at about 89 here in the River City. Our traffic's looking good. In fact, completely slowed down. The only thing we got is Auburn, Woodland, and Grass Valley, and they're all disabled vehicles. So back with more Enid Live. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. That's where you can email her, Scott and Sims, and everything that Air America and we're doing right here at AM 1320, so please log on 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
A new Left Channel 1320 advertiser in the studio, Josh Daniels, the owner of Green Sacramento, an environmental building and design company at 1837 Fulton in Sacramento. Josh, when you advertise on Left Channel 1320, what client are you reaching out for?
Because we sell environmentally friendly and home healthy materials, our customers tend to be politically progressive and socially responsible. Our goal is not to convince people to buy green, but rather to let people who want to make the right choices know that we're here.
Your first week on the air here, you were the sponsor for the live appearance of the Al Franken Show in Sacramento. Did you get brand new customers coming in from that?
Oh, yeah. Giving away the tickets brought a lot of people into the store for the first time. This allowed them to see what we are selling and get excited about what we are doing.
Would you describe advertising on Left Channel 1320 as a positive experience for you?
Absolutely. It's brought people into the store who've not only been excited about what we are doing, but have been grateful that we've supported AM 1320.
That's Josh Daniels of Green Sacramento, 1837 Fulton, and online at greensacramento.com. An advertiser on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'd like to start this commercial off by saying, we're not interested in painting pleasing images in your head just to convince you how comfortable you'll be in a spacious new condominium home at Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. We're not hypnotists. In fact, try not to picture yourself suiting up in your most flattering swimwear, walking through the soft grass, and dipping your toes into the warm, sparkling blue pool. pool for the first time, or how relaxing it'll be blowing off steam and getting into shape at the state-of-the-art air-conditioned fitness center. Don't even think about how sweet the walk back to your place will be, how you can't help but smile at your neighbors because, like them, you know that one-bedroom homes start at just $199,900. Try not to imagine the air smelling fresher, the breeze blowing softer as you drive home from work with the windows down and ease into your own garage. Take your time calling Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove for a tour. Don't picture your condominium home being bought by someone else. Remember not to focus on how much you'll save owning your home. 691-1400. Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. 691-1400.
Do you dream of having the kind of money to lead a worry-free life? It's possible if you have an edge, a genuine plan to build wealth. And you can do it without earning any more money than you make right now. Listen carefully, because now you can get a free interactive CD that can put you on the road to cutting taxes, slashing interest rates, and building real wealth. Wealth you can call your own. It's called Ideal Wealth Builder. And you can get the starter kit absolutely free by calling 1-877-655-7793. With Ideal Wealth Builder, you don't need to be wealthy to get wealthy. The secret is shrewd cash flow management. Ideal Wealth Builder can help you keep up to 10% more of your gross monthly income guaranteed. And that's just the beginning. So call right now for your free interactive CD with shipping from Ideal Wealth Builder. Call 1-877-655-7793. 1-877-655-7793. That's 1-877-655-7793.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
640 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, 3 to 7 weekdays. And remember, what your homework assignment is, you're supposed to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that AM 1320 is here, that Enid Live is here, the Morning Retort with Scott and Sims is here from 5:30 to 9, that you can listen to Al and Randy and Mike Malloy and everybody else. Some really smart radio and compelling radio right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. God knows there's not that much smart and compelling around, is there? Oh! Sacramento Bee, a reader's panel, is strongly objecting to ads on page one. I think the Wall Street Journal is going to start putting ads on page one. And Armando Acuna, the Bee public editor, I asked readers last week, he said what they thought about the possibility of the Bee placing ads on various section fronts of the paper, such as the cover of Sports or Business. I don't think that people cared as much about Sports or Business, but they did not want to see ads on page one. What do you think? I'm getting a bunch of emails from you. And what we're talking about, Paul Krugman gets right to the heart of it, and he says, you know what, we have, this is an administration that just 2 days after 9/11 was already trying to push through, use 9/11 and the atrocity as a way to push through tax cuts for the rich and for corporations, and that the only thing it has to sell us is fear. When you're a real leader, what you want to do, and when you're a real parent, what do you want to do? You inspire your children. You want to inspire the people you work with. You want to bring up the possibility. You don't use fear unless you have no other ideas, unless you're really limited in what you are able to do. And this is what this administration is offering us, fear, and that's all they've got going for us. We've also, of course, been talking about education, and in a situation where there was a underperforming school in a really gritty neighborhood of Cleveland, it failed for 3 years in a row. And what happens in that case is it triggers a whole process where coaches are brought in. And these coaches are master teachers, expert teachers. They shape a winning curriculum. And students made enough progress to escape the dreaded list of failing schools. But when the coaches left, the school again began to sputter. In other words, the minute the school starts to get a little bit of traction, there's not enough money there to keep the coaches in place, and they go on to the next failing school. And when you think about it, here are the tax cuts for the richest Americans, the people who don't need the tax cuts, really. And here we are, broke. The administration has been penny-pinching defense efforts. It has to. The war in Iraq is draining us of everything. China owns our paper, pretty much. We're kind of a Potemkin village. We're in historic deficits. We've got no money. And they want to cut $6 million out of a budget that would that would fund exploration of devices that could, scan for explosives when you're going on an airplane or in other public places. So this is where the Bush administration, it gives the rich all these tax breaks and corporations, and we, the working Americans, are paying for it. We're paying for it in terms of our security, and we're paying for it in terms of loss of services. This is what we're paying for. We've also, of course, been talking about Israel and the Middle East, and I've been getting a bunch of emails from you. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. This is Frankie, who emails me. She says, first of all, or she or he, I think it maybe is a she. First of all, I don't think any of us here in America have the first clue about what it's like to be in Israel in the heart of battle. Daily war, for as long as we have been alive in our own homes against neighbors, is not even in our cognitive map. My brother, who lived in the West Bank for a while, has told me stories of how violence is an ingrained part of everyday life there. How an explosion or gunfire hardly causes a reaction at all from some, where if it happened here, we would run amok in terror. How do we judge a situation that we cannot relate to? And then she goes on to say that she thinks both sides are wrong, and it is like a schoolyard fight. Well, both sides are not angels here, but I don't like to see Israel being demonized. And Hezbollah winds up being thought of as pristine, and Israel is the terrorist, but Hezbollah is, and Hamas, well, they're freedom fighters. You know, give me a break. And here's an email from Steve. He said, I heard your show for the first time today. He's from San Francisco. I discovered it quite by chance while perusing. By the way, my shows are archived on whiterosesociety.org. As a liberal American Jew, I thank you for your show from the 8th of this month, in which you expressed views increasingly derided among my fellow liberals, specifically that Israel can do no right and Hezbollah can do no wrong. Exactly when and why did liberal come to mean anti-Israel? It's a curious and disturbing question. So the question is, how is it that Israel can do no right and Hezbollah, among liberals, and Hezbollah can do no wrong? And, you know, here's this group that meets at 16th and Broadway, and the language used to describe Israel is just, I mean, really, it's just hideous. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Here's an email from Dan. I'm a Republican, but I love you. We may disagree on almost everything, but we certainly agree on Israel. I would love to buy you a drink. And fencing all of the hostile calls about Israel, you must need one. I have a multiple-choice quiz for all your listeners who believe that the hatred of the Jews in the Middle East is caused by the occupation. In World War II, when the leader of the Palestinians was living in Berlin and collaborating with the Nazis, there was no occupation. There were no humiliating checkpoints. Israel didn't even exist as a formal state. So there must not have been any hatred of the Jews. Given that there was no occupation and thus no hatred of the Jews, during the head of Palestine, who was living in Berlin, in his many meetings with Adolf Eichmann, they must have discussed A, how to set up summer camps for the Jews in Palestine, B, how to set up bilingual programs for students in Palestine, C, how to foster a multicultural society in Palestine, D, none of the above. Keep up the good work. It's a tough fight, but somebody's got to do it. Signed, Dan. Thank you, Dan. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in Green Haven. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Enid, I've never agreed with you so much. I'm a Republican, but I agree with you wholeheartedly on Israel. Hezbollah does nothing good for the people who they supposedly represent. They only bring death and destruction. If they spent that much energy on helping the lives of the Lebanese people, maybe the country...
Well, they do. Actually, the truth is that they do a lot of charitable work.
But,
and they have, and they make payments, you know, if you've lost, if your loved one has become a martyr to the cause. That's the thing. These people want to grow up to be martyrs and suicide bombers. And I don't think Israel knows how to deal with suicide bombers. I don't think anybody does.
Nobody does. But in the long run, the people on the ground in Lebanon have to realize that it's brought them, it hasn't worked out. Nothing that Hezbollah can do can overcome the destruction that Hezbollah started. And, you know, the Christians in Lebanon, they probably love any type of blow against Hezbollah. They probably wish that Israel had finished the job.
Well, there are a lot of people in Lebanon who feel, who are asking the question of Hezbollah, what was the point of this? What was the point for a week of Arab, of glory, of Arab honor, that Hezbollah, that Lebanon has been set back by 10 years? What was the point of it? To divert the attention, to divert the discussion so Iran could do whatever it's doing under the table? I mean, nobody knows what the point of this exercise was.
Well, it's an exercise of religious hatred. If Islamic governments could treat other religions great, they would solve most of their problems.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Look at Seymour Hersh's piece in the New Yorker. You can download it. And what he's talking about is how the administration, our administration, sat by and did nothing. And the reason they sat by and did nothing is they wanted Israel to be the stalking horse for the plans. Hersh has been reporting on this for the past year. The administration is trying to get the military, our military, to go along with plans to invade Iran, which I think would be a hideous mistake. They've already made mistakes in Afghanistan and major mistakes in Iraq, and now they want to go into Iran to continue their failed policies, and the military has resisted the administration. They have finally stood up to the administration. Now, how long they're going to be able to do it, I don't know. But apparently that was all part of the equation here in sitting by and letting Israel do what it was going to do as a stalking horse for a template that our administration could use if and when we go into Iran, which I hope we never do. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather tonight, lows right around 69-70. It's fluctuating, though. We're at 90 degrees again. It's funny how Sacramento gets warmer as the day goes on. It's fairly interesting. High tomorrow about 92 or 93. Now, we do have a disabled vehicle in South Sac, southbound 5, just south of Essinger, and an accident. Three cars eastbound I-80 at Truxell Road. No injuries, though, but emergency vehicles are blocking the lane, but not a lot of congestion over there. Palmer House Drive, just north of next. And Nick Tavish Circle. The traffic hazard is a big rig in the middle of the roadway. Back with more Enid Live, you can log into 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left and AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away 1-866-865-2211.
Everyone loves a party, but when it's a house party to elect Phil Angelides as the next governor of California, then you've got to be there. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the Truman Club, the Stonewall Democrats, and other loyal Dems invite you to the Take Back California House Party, Wednesday, August 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Midtown Sacramento.
This is Phil Angelides, and it's time to take back California. See you at the house party.
That's our next governor, and he wants to see you there to help celebrate his campaign for governor. You can be a sponsor or purchase individual tickets for $75, $30 for students and seniors. Do your part for the Democratic Party and Phil Angelides by attending the Take Back California House Party with Phil on Wednesday, August 23rd. For more information or to RSVP, call 916-448-2881. That's 916-448-2881.
I'm Phil Angelides, and I approve of this house party.
And an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, we've been talking about a lot of different things today. And remember, Michael Chertoff thinks that he needs more authority. How does this, I thought he was going to lose his job. How come he still has his job? And everyone says he's doing such a good job in the wake of the foiled terrorist plot, but what did he do? Nothing. He didn't do anything. He didn't break that plot. He just publicized it and looked like he knew what he was talking about. Now he says the U.S. needs more authority. We should consider renewing our laws to allow for more electronic surveillance. You know, the electronic surveillance we had is not what broke this case. It was just on the ground, an informer, a tip to the British police. That is what opened the door on this thing. The war on terror, new concerns. Most Americans believe that the foiled plot to blow up airplanes traveling from England to the U.S. did in fact represent a major threat to the U.S. What NBC News is reporting is that the English, the Brits, wanted to wait a while before they made that plot public, and that it was our administration that pushed them to make it. The Brits wanted to keep these people under surveillance for a little longer time. They didn't think they were as imminent a threat as the administration did. And it might be that the administration didn't really think they were as imminent a threat. But right in the wake of the Lieberman defeat is when suddenly, this is interesting. Nobody's made much of this. Lieberman gets defeated. And what does Cheney do? He does the thing that he never does. Remember, he's living in an undisclosed location somewhere. He's living in a bunker somewhere. He's living under a rock somewhere. And suddenly he gets on the phone and he talks to selected news media to spin the Lieberman defeat as not a defeat for the administration. Oh, no, not that. Instead, it is Democrats being soft on terrorism, and he questions Democrats' patriotism, and a vote for Ned Lamont is a vote for Al-Qaeda, and so on. And this is, you know, nobody says, isn't it a little odd that Dick Cheney, that second Dick, is talking to the news media on this issue? Because I think for the Republicans, this was a real repudiation, more so than it might have played out in the mainstream press. So they were going to be quick on the rebuttal side of things. And isn't it interesting that a day or so later is when this foil plot became public knowledge? It was a way to turn the conversation away from the Lieberman defeat, which was really a vote against the administration's war in Iraq. So suddenly, here is fear being used to manipulate us. Oh, my God, you can't use any. And look what's going to happen. Here are the airlines. We're just beginning to recover. That's number one. Number two, look at all the duty-free shops. I mean, the body shop had to close down. They have about 7 body shops in different airports around the country. You know what it is. It's cosmetics. It's gels. It's lotions. It's potions. It's lotions. It's all that other stuff. Well, they've closed down, I guess, because you can't bring that stuff on an airplane. Maybe if you get off the airplane, you can go shopping. But what do? You can't bring it on the airplane. And what I don't understand is you're not allowed to have any of that stuff in your checked bag, in your checked luggage. But I've been reading stories that, in fact, you could detonate these explosives with a cell phone. So, and if you're intent on being a martyr, guess what? You can check it through, and then if it blows up mid-flight, I guess you go, adios. All those virgins are going to be waiting for you. I guess that can happen. So, and remember, most of the cargo in planes goes unscreened. Anyway, last week's terrorist threat.